ladies and gentlemen. President Trump is holding a coronavirus briefing right now. We are tracking exactly what he's saying and doing. And next segment, we'll have some excerpts of that or may go live. It is Tuesday, March 17th, 2020. And I am in a small Texas town where I was going to spend a few days with my children. And I've obviously been working the whole time because the crisis has deepened. And when I was on the edge of town today, they had 10 police cars, mobile command centers, and RVs. And of course, it's very clear what that's for. They're preparing to lock down the town that I am in. So I was going to be coming back tomorrow. I am now going to be coming back today because the shutdown of the interstate highways, the shutdown of transportation is imminent. We've confirmed that Trump's been discussing it. Came out in the news the day after we told you about that. This is just insane. And remember, the southern border is still unsecured and wide open, and the Democrats say no borders, no wall, no USA at all. Europe is being hammered by Turkey, trying to send in millions of military-age men, holding children over fire so they cry, and then running through the troops with them. That is ongoing. Attack boats funded by Soros are just slamming in by the minute. Literally hundreds of boats a day. They're just attacking. And the left's just embracing them while saying, we've got to lock your cities down. We've got to lock your towns down. We've got to forcibly inoculate you. We've got to take your guns. And now it's not just Illinois. It's Louisiana. It's California. It's New York are all announcing you cannot own guns. You cannot transport guns. You cannot buy guns. We're just coming after your guns. It's totally insane. Yes, some towns are saying we're going to come for your guns now. The New Orleans mayor is power grabbing, saying you cannot buy guns. You cannot transport guns. You cannot have a gun in your car. That'll obviously spread the looting and insanity during a lockdown. A lockdown is martial law. And martial law a lot of times tends to trigger a breakdown of society. It tends to actually create lawlessness. When the police are busy shutting down the roads, well, the criminals then start robbing the houses and going around other ways. So this is a takedown of civilization. It is a total weapon against America. It was launched because we beat the Chi-Coms and the globalists. And they said, you haven't defeated us. No. You will die, quote Emperor Palpatine. And it's lightning bolts, okay? It's one button. Bloop. Release the bioweapon that's man-made. Release the bioweapon that comes back that has the HIV delivery system. And here's the other shocking news. I got in my Rolodex yesterday, and I said, let me just call, turn out to be 12 different nurses that I know. And I was able to get a hold of 8 of them. And they all said at their hospitals, there are people that are fighting for their lives that are mainly 45 to 55 and that are super healthy, actually, and are in shape. One guy in Dallas came back from Switzerland on a ski trip. He's been in there over a week and a half fighting for his life in a semi-comatose state right now. And they said it is incredibly painful, and they said it is not like the flu. And so that adds to a lot of folks that are saying this is really deadly. Regardless, it's man-made, and the globalists are behind it, and they are behind the hype, so people better be concerned. But they are shutting down beaches. They are shutting down everything. They are coming for the guns. They are shutting down towns. They are shutting down everything. And now Trump has said this may cause a recession. So Trump is capitulating to the hysteria. I get why he tried to stall it and not let it be an economic weapon against us. Because any way you look at this, this is a big move. Owen Schroyer's riding shotgun. We have the two twin brothers on, Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit and his brother who lives in Asia, Joe Hoft, who has incredible stuff to report to us. They don't think this is as bad as some are saying. Then Mike Adams is back on, and so much more today. We also have John Rappaport on. Stay with us, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We are still on air. We are the tip of the spear. Thanks you keeping us here for this crisis. God bless you all. I salute the listeners. You are the resistance. Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high-quality supplements, and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Everything we always warned you about, the global government using a bioweapon threat to lock down the planet's industry and supply chains. Globalism is world corporate government controlling global supply chains and making countries interdependent so nations are not self-sufficient. And whether it was Ted Turner or Prince Charles or all the big Silicon Valley heads and the major academic heads, their religion is depopulation. But first they have to herd us into compact cities. First they have to force inoculations on us. First they have to get us into their 5G, 6G control grids in the name of being protected from the new man-made viruses that will now come like hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes. And there'll be weather reports on it. There'll be virus reports. Mark my words. How many times did I tell you in films like Endgame and here on air that you will see first SARS and then the other viruses released out of China so they can always stage the hysteria and the fear because they're authoritarian working with the UN and the globalists to set the precedent for the control. And then they would release more lethal viruses each time to train us to be more and more locked down. And once we're trained to be locked down, then they can release the real mega weapons that actually depopulate by the billions. This is the stated plan. There are no less than four articles I read today on InfoWars.com with the video from TV programs in the United States and Germany and France. German state TV celebrates coronavirus for killing off humans. We don't deserve better. And they say the West and the old deserve it. And there are top Twitter and Facebook personalities promoted by the left licking toilet seats on airplanes and in bathrooms, women and men, black and white, saying it's our job to get it and spread it to kill boomers. Spoiled. Evil millennials, not all are, but these are, literally reveling, and it's time to depopulate the boomers. Playing now, not just old off against young, black off against white, not just all the male against female, but now the sick and those that can die by those that are younger who don't die as easily. This is beyond Logan's Run. Why do you think it's in all these movies where in the future they kill the old people or they kill the infirm? Why do you think they push it in Time Magazine and Newsweek, the case for killing Granny? Bill Gates has stated all this. I'm telling you, admitted public plans. I have been literally mobbed going to the grocery store or out in the streets in a small town. Almost, when I say mobbed, almost everyone I talk to walks up and says, man, I should think you were crazy. How'd you know about the martial law and the bioweapon? How did you know about, if, I'll explain this way. Back in the 1750s or whenever it was, you look up the date, there was a courier, you know, they had mail delivery guys then, struck by lightning in Germany, and it blew his satchel open. And in it was a big stack of orders, each one going to each member of the Illuminati by Adam Weishaupt, the Jesuit priest, head of the Illuminati, which was this revolutionary group to overthrow. It's a real group. The police were able to use the battle plan to hold it off at least 15 years or so. They were able to launch it later. But the point is, you're asking me, the U.S. broke the Japanese code. That's how we knew at Midway and other places where they'd be. So you're asking me, Jones, how do you keep knowing exactly what's going to happen? They're publicly planning it. They've had to get millions of academics into the club of eugenics. My father never told me about how he was recruited. I knew he was recruited in high school into Plan 2 at UT and a bunch of government stuff. But I told you, it's 13, 14 years ago, he's at my studios on a Sunday. We're going to, or Saturday, we're going to a ballet recital for my children, for my oldest daughter. And my mom comes in, and I've got a big screen TV, and I'm editing, and we're about to go. They have the kids. And they're like, come on, Alex, you're late. And I said, watch this. And I played the intro to Endgame. And my mother goes, David, there's no way it's that evil and that bad. He goes, well, actually, we get in the car to drive the ballet. He goes, no, the head of the botany department that ran the secret program for eugenics, when I got the top test score and the top six tests in Texas, I've been in Plan 2 for 2 years since he was like 14, okay? Like my dad won a contest, and they sent him an 18-wheeler with a laser to see if he could put that together. And then it was all this whiz kid testing. It was really a government program to get the best kids in the government, not even knowing it. And he said, Carol, it's all true. He laid out the whole plan to us, the six of us. And he bought into it at first, but later got out of it in college. But the point is that this is the plan, folks, okay? This is the operation. And they plan on, after they fluoridated you and vaccinated you and stunned you and mesmerized you with the TV and put you in a trance, on killing you. On killing you. But they've got to weaken you and make sure you're not going to panic too bad when they kill you. So they have to train you to shelter in place. They have to train you to wait where you're at so they can put viruses in you that are binary so that later they can turn on 5G. This is documented in studies, or other systems that resonate and trigger the virus, or they can put a chemical in the water that then activates the virus. They've got a lot of different ways to do it. It's all on record. Look up binary weapons. So we're already the walking dead. Most of us are going to be dead in a year, 2 years, 5 years. It's 2020. We told you that their plan by 2020 was to begin to launch a depopulation. My God, they carved it on the Georgia Guidestones. While it's still available for free online, Endgame, 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 Blueprint for Global Enslavement. 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 And Endgame 2, which is also free, which they deleted off the internet, the Phase 2, Total Extermination. Endgame, 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 Phase 2, Total Extermination. I interviewed the professors and scientists who blew the whistle on it. They had government documents, like Dr. Kaufman, he died a few years ago, where in the 60s they said we'll have transgenderism and sterilize all the males. We'll make it cool to sterilize boys. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is their rollout. And Trump tried to oppose it, actually. He tried to block it. He tried to stop the hysteria. But now it's done. The corporations, the media, the big tech, the sports teams, all the virtue signalers, all the trendies, all the people that own the hotels and the resorts, they all are buying into it to shut the economy down and to be good little globalist servants. And so when we come back, I'm going to get Owen Schroyer's take on all this, but it's on. It's on. And they're going to set the precedent to forcibly inoculate you, take your guns, everything else. At the same time, battle to make sure you don't learn about the known antivirals that are in the environment and have been known in the government's own studies. And they're going to make sure you don't know, and you eat all your white bread and eat your GMO and get all your chemicals so you're good and stupid and dumb and die. So everyone's getting into the fun of being scared and all this right now. They're going to kill you and your family. All you bureaucrats watching and listening think this is all fun and you're part of the government, you're part of the power. You're going to die too. Everybody dies under the New World Order, except maybe 0.1% that believe they're going to merge with machines and have made deals with this interdimensional thing that gave them all the technology. That's in mainline news too. Elon Musk talks about it. You can't make a deal with these aliens, okay? and the Bible tells you about and ever get off the planet, okay? You're all dead. You all made a deal with Satan, the fallen one, fell from space. You made a deal. This ain't a John Carpenter movie from 1982. This is the real deal. Now, we've got the transmission from the big guy how to beat this, and we're going to beat it in the end. But most of you are going to die. Now, remember, this will blow over. It'll have hundreds of thousands of deaths, whatever. But you'll be trained to lock down, and then the next thing comes in a year or two. And then the next one. And then one hits that's billions, and you all sit in your houses and die. And the drones are all out with weapons to make sure you don't leave your house. It's all a robot takeover, interdimensional plan, blueprint, given to traitors, collaborators with Satan against humanity and Christ. I'm Alex Jones. This is the truth. This is the emergency transmission. Receive it or die.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The winds of change, the waves of change are here. The world has become decadent. The population has become hypnotized. And the globalists are moving in for the kill. First, they make us stupid and dumbed down and put us into a trance. And once they've done that, once they've made us obsolete, they begin to release the bioweapons, each more deadly than last, as they herd us into the bubble, high-tech control grid cities, until they finally release the ultimate bioweapon with a 100% kill rate, which then mutates into a harmless bug after a few years, and the controllers emerge from their underground bunkers. And of course, they have the cure to all the diseases they release as well. They admit it. They publicly talk about their plan to kill us all. A lot of liberals are celebrating this. So remember who your enemies are. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it. It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And so we are entering the end game. I tried to go out of town a few weeks ago, about a month ago, and things were so big. I came back early, was gone 3 days. So my wife said, hey, how about we just go to a small town at a resort, walk around the woods with the kids, you know, hang out at the lake, whatever. And I said, okay. And obviously, as soon as I got outside of town, I had to call the crew here because just things are deteriorating so quickly. Driving into town this morning, 10 police cars at the city limit, big mobile testing units, RVs. It's martial law. They're getting ready for it. And they're going to lock down cities. They're going to test you for a fever. This is very serious. This is the end game. And I know I just went right to the end of the end game, because if you study the globalists and what they say, Silicon Valley are not atheists. They believe they're going to become ascendant and live forever when they're able to merge themselves into an AI cloud, is the main theory, where their consciousness is put into a highly compressed dust, that their whole consciousness is then in a piece of dust. And then that is then put into the atmosphere, and that consciousness is with us and controls us. Now, I'd covered that on air a good 10 years before Johnny Depp had his movie Transcendence. And I'll never forget, I was sitting there with people in the movie theater, some of the crew, and I leaned over and I said, watch. I hadn't read the spoilers. I said, watch, he'll become dust. And sure enough, he becomes dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It's supposedly his death. You know, he dies, but he becomes the dust and becomes, and you go to Adam. God, you know, takes the dust and makes him and then takes a rib out of Adam and makes her. I mean, it's all just counterfeit antichrist crap. These people believe it. And remember, about a year after I was first on Joe Rogan, Elon Musk went on and said everything I was saying, and people were really freaked out. The globalists believe they live forever. They believe in interdimensional contact with beings. These people are crazy. They are in contact with really bad stuff, or you can call it a mass psychosis of the establishment. They don't want to die. And they believe merging with machines will make them God, but for whatever reason, they need to kill everybody in the process. Owen Schroyer is here. I'm going to have the Hoff brothers on from GatewayPundit.com, Jim Hoff. His brother Joe Hoff has been in Wuhan during all this. He's been in Hong Kong, Taiwan. He's been in Australia. He's his twin brother. And he can tell you firsthand what he saw. They think it's being hyped up. I think it's fair to get the perspective. Mike Adams thinks they're wrong, says their math is wrong. Well, we're going to have Mike popping in as well. And then I haven't had Rappaport on who thinks it's a hoax. I'm trying to be fair and show both sides. But all of that is academic. The hysteria and the lockdown of the economy, while the border still stays wide open, is martial law, is the end of free society, and shows anybody can release a designer bioweapon that if it kills anybody, there's total hysteria and we all run off the cliff like a bunch of lemmings. So let's go to Owen Schroyer, who's doing a great job being traffic cop here, and also he's got the war room coming up 3 p.m. today. Owen, what's your take on the latest developments? The announcements of no gun purchases, no gun transfers, no traveling with guns. Forced inoculations ready in Europe, starting the trials of the vaccine. Of course, Bill and Melinda Gates have it ready. I mean, this is the New World Order striking back. And Trump tried to kill the hype, but this whole corporate move controlling the supply chain and global governance against him is really illustrative of what we're really all up against.
Well, I've been going through all the news here, Alex, while I've been listening to you, and I think it's clear to decipher between what we know and what we don't know. What do we know? They are moving forward with some serious plans here, which we've known about because they've been trying to buy up all these emergency food and all these supplements. So they've been preparing for the worst on the back end for about a month now. InfoWars has been reporting it. Now they're bringing it to the front lines. We're seeing bars, nightclubs shut down, cities going into lockdown. They're clearing Bourbon Street. They're clearing downtown areas. And so this is the move to stall the economy. So you have the fear coming from the threat of a virus being hyped up by the media. So people will give up their freedoms willingly over the fear of the virus. And then you have the economic shutdown, all the leagues, professional leagues being shut down.
I'm glad you said that. They're now saying in Europe they're going to nationalize the companies and the government's going to take the companies over and merge in pure fascism. That's fascism, by the way, folks. This is so incredible. And the government coordinates and runs the companies, but they're still private. This is the big fascist coming out. The left always goes from left to then fascism historically. That's the plan. You just said the key there, Owen, that is actually 8 weeks ago that they started hoarding the food and buying it all up and the medicines. We started telling people almost 8 weeks ago. And then now that the establishments run to their already built underground bunkers with all their armored fortresses in the mountains all over the world, now they're telling us they're going to shut everything off for us. And, oh, that's the other big thing. Everybody that orders horrible food from us has either already gotten it or My Patriot has it, and it'll be shipped when they said to you. They had to cut food orders today, any future orders, because all the other big supply chains are dead. All the big companies have bought up whatever was left, and they just don't feel confident in getting it to people with any new future orders too far out in the future. So the supply chains are breaking down, and the food is running out, brother. And they're on the news because, you know, this is high-level industrial knowledge. On the news, they're telling you that everything's fine. There's plenty of food. It's a damn lie.
Well, and as you can see, the panic that has engulfed individuals here, for whatever reason, toilet paper becomes the go-to thing. Police are now guarding sections. The toilet paper sections now have police security. Oh, you can only buy two rolls. And then people that are just in their normal routine who say, okay, I'm going to buy, you know, eight rolls of toilet paper every 2 weeks or whatever, they can't even get toilet paper. So it's like a weird response. We've really seen how unprepared the average individual is for something like this. And then,
well, it shows the mind control. They're not trying to get what you'll really make money off of in a crisis is liquor, cigarettes, medicine, things like that. They're not worried about firearms or ammo. But notice the establishment's moving in on firearms, alcohol, and things they know folks are really going to want, which means there's really going to be a long lockdown. Because believe me, folks, when the drunks and the drug addicts figure out that there ain't no more Jack Daniels or Miller Lite, it's going to explode.
Well, and Alex, let's, in the final minute here, get down to brass tacks, which is, I think, what you're focusing on here, and it's so difficult to really say with the power, the brevity in words, but this is what we've been expecting. This is the globalist swinging for the fence. This is the exact globalist profile,
and it's a man-made virus. They did the Disease X profile. They did the tabletop, 65 million dead 4 months ago. They had all the shows roll out on time. It's all synthetic, all dolled up, all dressed up like the prom. I mean, it is 100% their move.
And the beauty of it is, though, Alex, it's leaving a window of opportunity for America and for Trump to realize it. Because more people are tuning into InfoWars probably right now. And by the way, this is why they wanted us off YouTube. Because let me tell you something, Alex. The sports world is tuning into InfoWars right now with no matches going on. The world that's not going to bars and all this stuff, they're tuning into InfoWars. They couldn't have us on YouTube because we're filling the void that the people don't trust fake news. That's why people are still going to bars and gyms, because they don't buy the hysteria because the fake news is so proven fake.
That's right, brother. Absolutely. And I'll tell you, the next phase of the hysteria will come back and I'll stop it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany and the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening in your face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down. And then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum. InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, here are some of the headlines at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and DrudgeReport.com. Claim 86% of people with virus are walking around undetected. 18 months of social distancing. 18 months now. The end of civilization. It's not just into the summer now. It's forever, you see. We all live in our houses, and big tech teaches us the new way of life, and drones deliver us our food. Stranded travelers struggle to get home as borders close. Life in San Francisco screeches to a halt and amid shutdown. It's a ghost town. This is our generation's greatest threat. L.A. releasing inmates. Despite dire warnings, some refuse to give up routines. De Blasio considering shelter-in-place edict. Stay in your homes. Stay in your homes. Martial law. New Yorkers hit favorite restaurants one last time. USA sees highest 24-hour death toll increase. Tempers fray. Casinos want bailout. Hospitals first in nation to only treat coronavirus patients. Psychologists, science-based trips for emotional resilience. Banks pressured as clients scramble for cash. Upside-down world of negative rates coming. for the saver. GDP could plunge 10%. Economists warn. Free money gains bipartisan support. Oh, talk about socialism for the people, but the government merging with companies, fascism. Cash for the people. Stock market could shorten hours. Recession or depression. The White House is now talking about, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says financial markets will stay open, but could shorten trading hours. And it just goes on. Iran warns virus could still kill millions in Islamic Republic. Puerto Rico under 24-hour isolation. All these governments want to use this for control. Trump bucked it. Joining us now, 15 minutes to the next hour, well, Jim Hoff's popping in and introduces his twin brother, Joe Hoff, who works and was in Hunan and has been all over the region during this to give us his analysis of this. I know Mike Adams has written an article saying their math is wrong, that this is that the flu is not more deadly. He'll be able to pop in later, but I'm more interested in talking to Joe Hoff about what he's witnessed in Asia, being in Hunan during all this. But first, Jim Hoff, give us your take on all this, then we'll introduce your brother next segment.
Great, Alex. Good to be with you. Obviously, Joe and I are both big fans of InfoWars, and I'm really pleased to introduce Joe today. Joe is based in Hong Kong. He's a top executive in East Asia. He travels around Asia from Japan to China, Shanghai, and Beijing. He goes to Korea. He goes to Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, New Zealand, where he does audits of top companies. Detailed audits is what he is in charge of. That is his job. Joe, as you recall, back in the 2016 election, it was Joe Hoff who predicted 20 days out, the exact day when Ted Cruz would be eliminated from the primary. And we were 100% right on that. We were 20 days early. And Joe's math actually ended up being only a few delegates off in totals. So this is my brother. He's been helping me at Gateway Pundit for several years. He's been my biggest fan. And Joe also was in Hubei province, where Wuhan is. His wife is from that area. He's been through Wuhan several times. He was in Hubei province this year in January, and he actually believes that his family came under, that they were afflicted by this coronavirus. He also is in Hong Kong. The numbers from Hong Kong, you must listen to Joe when he describes the numbers from Hong Kong. And finally, we put up three very important posts. Joe found this today. The source of the 3.4% mortality rate is coming from the WHO Secretary General, that guy from Ethiopia. He's the one who first said 3.4% death rate for coronavirus. He has the world in a global panic because he misrepresented his numbers. Joe will be able to explain this. We also put up a post today. I hope your readers check out and listeners and viewers. And that is we put the corona death numbers today. The numbers are increasing, and we respect Mike Adams tremendously. He's a friend of ours, and we will see in the next few weeks, you know, how severe this coronavirus will get. But as of right now, the worst day of coronavirus deaths is below the average flu deaths per day in the year. And it's also lower than the average number of AIDS deaths per day per year. So we're looking at something that's been contrived at this point. We will see in the coming weeks in respect to Mike Adams. But at this point, we are not seeing anything that should have brought this country to its knees like it has. And I blame all of that, like you do, and your great reporters like Owen Schroyer and Paul Joseph Watson and all of your excellent reporters there, for pointing to the media who has created this crisis.
Well, what about, I want to go to your brother next segment and stay with us till then so you can introduce him again, but then he'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. He'll have the floor. We're really fascinated to hear what he has to say. We've been reading what he's had to say at thegatewaypundit.com. What about Tucker Carlson? I really respect him. I confirmed with Tucker last night that he did go, that news report, the New York Times is accurate because I don't usually believe the New York Times, that he did go, to Mar-a-Lago and meet Trump weeks and weeks ago and said, listen, you gotta at least say there's a problem because they're going to say you didn't respond. And that he was instrumental in pushing Trump over the edge. We pushed Trump to say have a bigger response so the left wouldn't blame him for, you know, for anything that happened. We could see they were trying to frame the president. As soon as he said, okay, I'll block flights from Europe, they took the bait and said, how dare you, and tried to block it. So I think he's mitigated some of that, but I don't want to go too far in this hysteria. I'm literally looking at checkpoints being set up. They're not closed the roads yet, but two roads come into town where I'm at in Texas outside Austin. There are up to 10 police cars and dump trucks and, you know, all these other fire trucks and all this stuff and mobile command centers, RVs ready to block the roads. They're out there right now with fire department and nurses. So I've got to get off the air here and let Owen take over soon and get my family and get back to Austin because they're going to shut all the cities down. They're not just going to shut interstate down, folks. They're getting ready and they're waiting for the president's order. I've confirmed this from Connecticut, California, my law enforcement, military, and legal sources that they're telling them all get ready to shut down not just state borders, ladies and gentlemen, but towns. This is insane.
Right. And Bill de Blasio, by the way, will still go to the gym though. So it's only the little peons who lose their jobs. And the middle class and the poor who are going to suffer the most, as it usually is. I agree with Tucker Carlson in the fact that he pushed Trump to take this decisive action, and that is because Trump is in a no-win situation. If he bucked the media, if he confronted the fake news media and said that they're full of crap, which of course they always are, then every death would have been blamed on Donald Trump for the next months and months. Donald Trump would go down as a coronavirus president. And so what he did was the right decision. He's doing everything that they hoped he wouldn't do so that they could take him down. Instead, he's looking like a leader right now. And in the next couple days, maybe a week, maybe two, he needs to look at the real numbers and then redecide and make another decision. What's best?
That's
for the
right. Country. Exactly. He can't get stampeded now. He's doing a great balancing act. He wasn't doing enough earlier. We warned him and now they jumped the gun. Now the Democrats, I'm sure you know, have been celebrating it, hoping it brings down the economy, hoping it kills the boomers. What a sickening group of anti-human trash.
Absolutely. And I can tell you, and I know you're seeing this yourself, Trump has lost zero supporters, zero. No one has left his base because he has done everything that he could to help the country. He's done a phenomenal job. It's just a shame that there are all these forces against him. We call this coup 3.0, because of course this is the first time that the deep state is trying to take him out.
You're right. It's the globalists, the big corporations, to create a wall of hysteria that the president doesn't block them bringing down the economy. It's his fault. So now he's chosen. Okay. Think of how bad it would be, Jim, in closing. We'll come back with your brother. Think of how bad it would be. Hold on. I have this one question, then your brother will take over the next few segments. But what would it be like right now, Jim Hoff, you're a smart guy. I want your opinion on this. I respect it. If Hillary would have won, you know they were going to use this playbook regardless. GatewayPundit.com. All right. I'm with NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. Jim Hoff and his brother, who lives over in Hong Kong, are on the other side. You don't want to miss this exclusive information. Tell everyone about the show to break big tech censorship blockade. Spread the links now. Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany and the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening, in-your-face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down, and then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum. It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago, the ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city, and we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high-quality water filtration, and they need high-quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and, of course, our high-quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil and, of course, iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are broadcasting worldwide on this Emergency Tuesday, March 17th transmission. Jim Hoft has been absolutely on target, threading the needle here. Trump had to respond to the massive hysteria where they would say every death was his fault. As Stalin said, one death is a tragedy, 10,000 is a statistic. And we pushed him hard to have a bigger response because it was clearly a big organized synthetic hysteria. How deadly the virus was, we're not sure. But it's gone down from 15% and lands it down to a couple percent. Couple percent still devastating. Joe Hoft is his twin brother, who's an executive in Asia, who was inside Wuhan and other areas during this crisis. But Jim, just in closing, what would have happened if Hillary was in power? We know they've had this disease X ready. They've had the tabletop exercises with Bill and Melinda Gates last year. All the movies coming out right on time, all the Netflix shows about pandemics. We could see their big rollout. It's like a race war rollout and Russiagate rollout, failed. You can see all the programming there. So we know it's synthetic as plastic fruit, or as a Zimbabwean note, or a Weimar Republic note. But just in closing, if Hillary would have been here, they were still going to play this card, I think. What would be happening now? And then introduce your brother to us again.
Right. Thank you, Alex. If Hillary was in charge right now, it would be a completely different picture that we'd be looking at. Donald Trump is the only global leader, not just American leader in history, but global leader that had the guts to shut down traffic from China when no one else would. And he got ridiculed for that. And then he shocked us off when he shut down the traffic from Europe. And that became the central base for this disease. So no other leader would have done that. Hillary would have had open borders. You know that we would have had thousands and thousands of people flooding in. And China, they never would have banned the flights from China like Donald Trump did. we'd be looking at a complete disaster if Hillary was president today. And as far as my twin brother goes, I would like to add, Joe travels around the globe. He sits on board meetings. He's a vice president of one of the top 250 companies in the world. We did check. He knows several actuaries who a lot of insurance companies use to base their numbers for, so that they make sure they make number that they make a profit each year. Joe works with these people, and we did check with an actuary this week when we put up our post first. But Joe also was in Hubei province. He has some very interesting things to say about China's healthcare, and he also has firsthand information of what's going on in Hong Kong today.
All right. Thank you so much, Jim Hobbs of GatewayPundit.com. Let's go to your brother. Sir, thanks for being here. Start wherever you'd like. We really appreciate you coming on. Are you in Hong Kong right now?
Yes, I am. It's a it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning right now. So we're about 12 hours ahead of you there and on the East Coast. So it's a pleasure
for staying
to be here,
up
Alex.
With us, sir.
Really happy to be here. It's a real honor. It's great to see Jim too. Every time I see Jim, I smile. So it's nice to see Jim here as well. And thanks for the nice introduction, Jim. I guess maybe what triggered this invite, Alex, was the post that we put up yesterday. And Jim and I are real close. We're twin brothers. We're identical twin brothers. And we talk all the time. And Jim started his website years ago, as you know, and has built that into one of the biggest websites in the U.S. and one of the biggest conservative for sure. Columbia Journalism Review rated Jim's website one of the top four conservative websites in the U.S. during the 2016 election. InfoWars was right up there as well, Alex, as you well know. And Harvard did a similar study. I think they might even use the same data. I think the purpose of their studies back then was to point out that there was fake news, and this is why Hillary lost, and it was the total opposite, as you know. The fake news was our media, and people broke through that media through websites like InfoWars and the Gateway Pundit, and we helped save America. And we can't thank you enough for all that you've done over the years. And I tell you what, one of your greatest strengths is finding some of the greatest talent out there. And Jim and I are great fans of some of the guys that work with you, including Owen and our individual from the UK, Mr. Watson, who actually happened to be out here in Hong Kong not long ago. I reached out to him. We weren't able to connect, but really think they're just fantastic guys too. So anyways, shout out to the InfoWars and all the great work you do. The point of today, probably more than anything, is to talk about obviously the coronavirus and what a scam and a sham it is. And I guess, as I said to Jim earlier tonight, it reminds me more of the Mueller investigation than probably anything else. You know, this is a sham. It put President Trump in a very difficult spot again. He's handling it great. But it's also built on a bunch of lies. And this is what we pointed out yesterday in a post. The number that's been floating around in the mainstream since, and I tied it today overnight to since early March, came from the WHO, the World Health Organization. And they came up, and there was a presentation by the head of the head of the WHO, where he said in early March that the coronavirus, the fatality rate on the coronavirus was 3.4%. And that shocked everybody and scared the heck out of everybody. And so, if you think three or four out of every person living, is going to die, that's how I think a lot of people took it. The facts are he was using data based on actual counts at that time. Now, the thing that was most disturbing, and we put it up in a follow-up post this morning, was that his next sentence, he said, but the flu gets only 0.1% of fatality. And so when he put those two together, obviously the average person's going to compare the flu to the coronavirus and assume that this coronavirus is at 3.4% where the flu's only 0.1. Now, both those numbers are somewhat accurate in with the data that we have today, but he convoluted them. And I'm glad you're putting this chart up here, because this is this is what we did yesterday. And in the far right column, we talk about the seasonal flu in the U.S. and we compare the data that's out there from the CDC to the WHO. And what we can see is what they did and what this individual did from the WHO is he compared apples to oranges. And so let me explain. According to the CDC, there's about 22,000 deaths over this past year related to the flu.
Let me just stop you real quick, Joe. Joe, let me stop you. I know you're in Hong Kong, and so we may have to reconnect with you, or maybe it's my connection where I'm at. I'm also remote. Let me ask the network. Is he clear? So his Skype is clear. Okay, well, let's reconnect with him. We're going to break anyways here in 2 minutes. Let's reconnect with him. This is so critical. He was in Wuhan. He was in that province. He was there. His wife is from that area. He's an executive at a major Fortune 250 company on the bottom, half of that rung, which is, the top half. And he's a smart guy. He's well known. I read his articles and reports. Because we really want to hear from him on what he actually witnessed there. There's no doubt they're moving this against Trump. There's no doubt they're hoping it brings down the economy. They're on record. And for me, that's the most incredible thing is, if I went on air, and I don't think this, but if I went on air and said, I hope this destroys America, and there's too many people, I hope it kills a bunch of boomers, my career would be over. It should be. In fact, if you saw me on the street, I'm not usually for violence, but if somebody's calling for everybody to die, they deserve to get punched in the nose, okay? But that's how insane all of this has gotten. And they're the ones that are the villains. They're the ones that are anti-human. They're the depopulation UN. They're the Chi-Coms. I don't believe a damn thing comes out of them. But Joe Hoff was there. We're going to come back from break. Please remember, we're listener supported. We can't ship storable food to you now. All the food you ordered, you'll get. But the food chain's done. They can't get more. It's devastating. That's behind the scenes stuff we'll talk about next hour. But we have the supplements in stock. You order the turmeric, it's so good for you. You order, the silver gargle. You order the, super blue toothpaste that has the nano silver in it. The super silver toothpaste sold out, the whitening toothpaste. You order the X2, the X3. We have it now and it ships within a day. We're about a day behind. So you order on a Tuesday, we ship it out. On a Thursday, we're about a day behind right now. Some days we're shipping out the same day, but we're a little bit behind one day. But we've got it all in stock in our warehouse in Texas, and they're going to have deliveries still rolling during this lockdown. This is to train us to be slaves. But they'll still have deliveries going, at least for now. You want to get your products in your body and defending yourself and boosting you and your family's overall redundancy in your cells and your body is so critical, and all these products are top of the line and very high quality. You also need water filtration systems. We have the Alexa Pure, highest rated, the Pro Pure, in our warehouse, in the warehouses, ready to ship you now. InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on the air. Take action and protect your family today. Second hour, straight ahead.
The winds of change, the waves of change are here. The world has become decadent. The population has become hypnotized. And the globalists are moving in for the kill. First, they make us stupid and dumbed down and put us into a trance. And once they've done that, once they've made us obsolete, they begin to release the bioweapons, each more deadly than last, as they herd us into the bubble, high-tech control grid cities, until they finally release the ultimate bioweapon with a 100% kill rate, which then mutates into a harmless bug after a few years, and the controllers emerge from their underground bunkers. And, of course, they have the cure to all the diseases they release as well. They admit it. They publicly talk about their plan to kill us all. A lot of liberals are celebrating this, so remember who your enemies are.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. Joe Hoff is a vice president executive at a major corporation in Asia. It's a global corporation. He's with us. His Skype's having a few problems. And I didn't know that Jim Hoff's still here with us. He's always hard to get on. So anytime Joe cuts out, we'll go to Jim. Joe, thanks for the pleasantries, and I appreciate that. And you're absolutely right about they're trying to set the president up. Get into what you actually saw and the numbers and what you saw in Wuhan province, the epicenter of this. The next segment, this is a short segment. Tell us the provenance of the virus, where you think it came from, and who you think's behind it. Please continue.
Okay, well, let me finish with the numbers first then. So what we saw was that what's going on is the head of the WHO, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Yeah. Sorry, I coughed.
So the head of the the head of the WHO, he's comparing the actual rates for the coronavirus, so the actual number of people tested and confirmed versus those people that have died, to come up with the fatality rate. But when they compare the flu, they're grossing up the number by 36 million people and then estimating the fatality rate, and it comes up to 0.1. So the difference between the two is the 36 million. And so it's apples to oranges. There's no amount that they're grossing up for the coronavirus. There's no estimate for people that have had this thing that don't know it. Like we know with the flu, you get the flu and you move on and sometimes you don't go to the doctor. It's not a major deal. We're finding that's the same thing with the coronavirus. If you see people on TV, et cetera, they're saying, I had it, I didn't even know it. And I'll tell you, so my wife and I and our child, we were up in Wuhan, near Wuhan, in early January as news was coming out about the coronavirus. We came back to Hong Kong after visiting her relatives there for a week or so. And a week or so afterwards, I had a temperature for a couple days, and I had a headache for about a week. And I took some ibuprofen, and I never went to the doctor for it. And my wife had a problem with a cough for about 3 or 4 nights, and I can remember telling her, hey, can you do something for that? And she did, but it just wasn't going away. Finally, that went away. And our son for 2 days had had a temperature of 103, and we kept our eye on him, and we didn't want to bring him to the hospital because by this point it was getting, people were starting to get worried about this thing. I didn't want my, you know, young son stuck in a hospital for a couple weeks. So we just kept our eye on him, and after a couple of days it went away. So I think it's highly likely that we had this thing, and yet it wasn't, it's real serious, obviously. And those individuals like me are not being counted in the current number for the coronavirus. So by not doing that, by not counting all these people that got it, that didn't die or that didn't get seriously ill or weren't confirmed, they've grossly overstated the fatality rate for the coronavirus. And that's the point of our article yesterday. And to put the flu rate with the coronavirus rate in the same sentence is not accurate. It's comparing apples to oranges, and that's the point of our piece.
Well, I think that's a very reasonable point. Mike Adams wrote an article, I don't know if you've seen it, saying that your numbers are wrong, but for me, I've always pointed out that even flu's overblown because it's whoever's the very sickest that goes to the hospital. Yeah. Most people never report it, and maybe 1 out of 100. And so that's skewing numbers of a higher flu death rate because only those that are super sick go to the hospital.
That's right. And I was made aware of his article. And I think what he's got some arguments there, and I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but I don't agree what he's saying. What he's done is he hasn't fully accepted the fact that there's 36 million people that were added to the flu numbers to make this flu fatality rate
0.1%. Stay there. Let's talk about that and what you witnessed. Sure. What you witnessed in China, what you witnessed in Australia. For me, the big takeaway is the 1 minute break. We'll be right back. For me, the big takeaway is the big variable is most people never report it. Most people never get discovered. Most people survive. They're out of the equation. So we only use these smaller groups, who again are the ones that are the very sickest. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back with the Gateway Pundit. Stay with us. InfoWars has most of our high-quality supplements in stock in our warehouse, ready to ship to you within days of your order. Don't go to the stores and battle zombies over toilet paper and things that don't matter. Get things that you and your family need. I'll tell you how I'm boosting my defense. DNA Force Plus is incredible with PQQ, CoQ10. Look into that for yourself. And we have all the high-quality silver products as well in stock, but for a limited time. And then we've got the ultimate turmeric formula, Bodies. Look into what that does with 95% curcuminoid, and the list goes on and on. VasoBeats, back in stock. Oh, and by the way, we haven't raised prices to retail during this crisis. We've kept it all at 40% off until it sells out. Check out all these bestsellers and prepare yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, really sad days for America, sad day for the world. Our economy now in the jaws of a globalist bioweapon attack. How deadly it is, we're not sure, but we know it spreads fast and kills people. And now the entire corporate media, big tech, the left are calling for gun confiscation. Hell, they are banning the sale of guns in many cities and transporting of guns. And they are now telling us that it's going to last 18 months. Dire new report forces U.S. and U.K. to change course on strategy. And they say, oh, sorry, now you don't get to leave your house for 18 months. Well, there's not food for 3 months with society shut down like this, but don't worry. Government and corporate brigades will take control of your farm and your ranch, and they will run it now and get you the food. So this is corporate fascism directed with communism under it, the real globalist structure, just like communist China. So, and believe me, all the Antifa trash, they're not going to be getting jobs in this now. This is a globalist takeover, and Trump is doing the right thing, responding to it, so they can't make him irrelevant in the hysteria wave they've sent in. Jim Hoff is here, GatewayPundit.com owner and director. And, of course, Joe Hoff is here, his brother who lives in Hong Kong and who's a major executive over there and who was inside Wuhan province when all this was breaking loose and in that area, in that province surrounding it. So, Joe, describe to us what you saw, what you really witnessed, and what you're really seeing in Asia, and what really happened in Hong Kong, what the real numbers are there. Because we're told it's all peaked in China, and it's move on. Now it's all Trump's fault, America's fault, and we all just got to go bankrupt now, and that's just the way it is because the Democrats love us. So, Joe, and then Jim, pop in anytime. Again, twin brothers here. Joe, give us your take on what's really going on, what you witnessed.
Well, you know, so when which was in early January, there was no signs of the coronavirus per se, but what there were signs of on our trip back, you could already see travel was slowing. And so we flew back through Shenzhen, which is right across the border to Hong Kong here, and then crossed the border. And already there was a bit of fewer people traveling at that time. What happened then around the Chinese New Year, which was January, is from China. They shut down Wuhan, and they Hong Kong in the week.
Yes, hold on. We're going to go back to you, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
From Hong Kong.
Yeah,
Jim,
yeah.
Go ahead.
It sounds like Joe's his line is breaking up a little bit. I'll fill in, and maybe they can reconnect to Joe. But what happened was Joe went back to China, or back to Hong Kong. And of course, your viewers know that this is right across the bay from mainland China. Shenzhen is right there. And you walk across the hall when you get to customs, you're in China, or walk across the hall, you're in Hong Kong. What Hong Kong did was they shut their border. And so for the first couple of months, they had 100 cases in Hong Kong, a city of 8 million. A city of 8 million only had about 100 cases and two deaths. So they're trying to make this out like it's the biggest catastrophe since the Black Plague. And they had, and this is a city that is right across the bay from China, and they've had 100 cases. Now it's gone up a little bit. I think they have 5-7 deaths. I'm not sure exactly. But again, we're talking about a population of 8 million. So Joe is back to work today. And most of China is going back to work. This isn't getting a lot of press. Shanghai, Beijing is back to work. His offices in Shanghai and Beijing are back to work. Joe is at work today. That picture that he showed you that you put up on the screen earlier, that's him at work in Hong Kong today. They have to wear those masks when they go back to work. So his office now, I believe it last week it was 50% staff. This week, I think again, it's 100% staff. So Hong Kong is going back to work. And, the numbers there were just minuscule. You would think if it was right next to China, to mainland China, that there would be this huge number of coronavirus deaths, and it never happened. So,
Jim,
a couple of things. Yeah.
That is an amazingly important point because I've seen it in the news, but buried. China says they peaked last week. They said they're going back to work. Everything's fine. But then the media hardly covers it. And just now they're saying 18 months we can't leave our houses. And the Democrats, any city they control, like San Francisco, they're totally locking it down. They're licking their lips about this, Jim.
Right, absolutely. I think Joe might be back. He can tell you more about what's happening.
Joe, I mean, China's saying it peaked last week. Is that true? I hear you're back to work, even though you border China.
Well, yeah, that's right. So we had we were mandatory shutdown for about a week after the New Year. And then we've been working from home for about a month. And then last week we went back to 50%. And we're hoping to get back to 100% here in Hong Kong within a couple of weeks. Our offices in China are now back in 100%, going back to work. So China appears to be going back to works, which is puzzling, you know, because it's like, okay, you told us this was, you know, the pictures were horrible as this thing came out. Now they're going back to work. And I can see a strategy for China here is that, see, look what we did by shutting down everything, total control over everybody. We saved the day. And now the West needs to do the same thing, shut everything down, and you too will save the day. And I think that's maybe the point too, to all this too. With this craziness and with forcing everybody to stay at home, what they do then is if we have no deaths, like the real rates might show that it might even be less than the flu virus, the fatality rates, then they'll say, well, the reason they're so low is because we saved the day. We kept everybody home and locked up. And that's why the rates aren't so bad. But on the other hand, you know, so they've really, put themselves in a pretty good position as far as how to manage things. I guess one thing, Alex, that's going on with China, which I've noticed and been writing about for the last couple of years, is the fact that their economy is in horrible shape. Trump stepped in and he smashed them. And I know I talked to a CEO who was talking to CEOs a year ago who were saying the economy was horrible and they were moving their business to Southeast Asia. I talked to another plant manager who owns, or not owns, but oversees an operation in China that has 3,000 in the non-peak time, 9,000 peak time. And they are looking down in Southeast Asia as well as they want to expand their operations. And he told me that they couldn't find room in Vietnam now because it's all the Chinese that have moved down there. So they're building a facility in Taiwan. And so what's happened over the last few years is Trump has absolutely done what he's wanted to do, which is get business out of communist China and get it into hopefully the more freer states around the world, especially the U.S.
Oh, exactly. So America wins this trade war. America wins this trade war.
Yeah.
And now this comes out of nowhere. Who do you think's behind it? I think the timing and the scripting's too perfect, Joe.
Oh, I agree. That's what makes me think it's Mueller. It's similar to Mueller. There's just too many similarities. The media was totally in on this. I've heard somebody say, is it the deep state and China that were involved? Very well could be. They certainly are aligned against President Trump. So, it could be, it very well could be.
All right. Extremely powerful. Joe, I'd like to have you back on. I'll be back in studio tomorrow via phone line because your Skype's been okay, but I think phone line, landline, you can do it. And I want to thank Jim. Jim, you're a busy guy. You're hard to get on. Anytime you want to come on, Jim Hoff, GatewayPundit.com, and his twin brother. Very important information, very revealing, a key piece of intel. China's basically back to business, but it's all over for us 18 months. America will never exist again. Take forced inoculations, turn all our guns in, and the Democrats run everything. That doesn't sound too good to me. So thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Alex.
Wow. Okay. Mike Adams is coming on. We're giving you all the views here, different perspectives, not a cult. You want answers. You've got questions. Well, so do we. And so we're having a big discussion with people I respect, people I like, who have differing opinions overall. One thing's for sure, the left is jumping on all this to get full control. We'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Please tell everybody you know, tune into the transmission today, and the power of you spreading the live links from Band.Video is incredible. Only you can override the big tech censorship. Share Band.Video and Infowars.com/show, and of course, NewsWars.com/show. Stay with us.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The winds of change, the waves of change are here. The world has become decadent. The population has become hypnotized. And the globalists are moving in for the kill. First, they make us stupid and dumbed down and put us into a trance. And once they've done that, once they've made us obsolete, they begin to release the bioweapons, each more deadly than last, as they herd us into the bubble, high-tech control grid cities, until they finally release the ultimate bioweapon with a 100% kill rate, which then mutates into a harmless bug after a few years, and the controllers emerge from their underground bunkers.
And, of course, they have the cure to all the diseases they release as well. They admit it. They publicly talk about their plan to kill us all. A lot of liberals are celebrating this, so remember who your enemies are. Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have Zach Voorhees, who's been a high-level Google executive, pointing out that suddenly Google is not censoring as much now that Trump basically had the globalist head that called for Trump's death fired. So big movements behind the scenes that Trump's involved in. I don't want Trump to use martial law to take out the deep state. I want him to use the law to do it. But they're trying to create martial law, take him out. So if they start it, well, then Trump can finish it in that threat continuum of what's going on. Separately, at the start of the next segment, I'm going to show you something very interesting about yours truly. And then I'm going to hand the baton over to Owen Schroyer, Zach Voorhees, and others. But I wanted Mike Adams, who's done a great job predicting this would be a giant hysteria, predicting they'd try to shut down society, predicting they would lock everything down. His numbers vary from what Jim Hoff's brother and others have. But regardless, the crisis is real. The supply chain, now they're talking about 18 months locked in your houses. Well, China says they're already back to work. Hong Kong's already halfway back to work. So I guess we just permanently shut down here and we all die in our homes, become skeletons, and we turn all our guns in first to take forced inoculations. It's just crazy. Mike Adams, what's the latest and what's your perspective on the situation and when you think Trump's going to declare that interstate travel ban or if that won't happen? I know Austin, Texas just closed all bars and restaurants.
Well, here's the situation as I see it, Alex, and thanks for having me on. You know, social distancing is the only thing that works to stop the spread of this virus. And, you know, you just had the Hoff brothers on from Hong Kong, and the reason that this is not a big problem now in Hong Kong and Taiwan and Singapore is because they've done massive testing, contact tracing, and lockdowns that have lasted for many weeks. And the United States is not doing that until recently, and it's only being done in liberal cities. So the situation that I'm very, very concerned about, Alex, is that we have liberal cities like San Francisco now doing the lockdowns and the social isolation that works, while we have conservative publishers such as the Gateway Pundit who are really, frankly, in a state of denialism about this and saying it's no worse than the flu. So we're going to have conservative America complacent, spreading this and having deaths among Trump voters who tend to be more elderly anyway. Meanwhile, the liberal cities are actually tackling this. They're going to go through a lockdown for a few weeks. The virus will basically be over after the lockdown because social distancing works, and they're not going to lose any of their voters. So this is a perfect storm for Trump to lose the election, and I have to put the blame on conservative publishers right now. That's my honest assessment, Alex. Too many conservative publishers are going into a state of denial over this, and Even InfoWars is not yet up to speed, in my opinion, on how severe this is and what a threat this is to the Trump presidency and the future of America. Social distancing is what works, and we're not doing it enough yet.
I mean, I think it's open for discussion about the fact that most people that get it just get sick and never go report it. So those numbers are not being put in the equation. So what we are up to speed on is a full spectrum analysis of everything that's going on. See, when you're a guest on InfoWars, Mike, you are putting forward that information on InfoWars. So people are getting that perspective, which you say is reality. And so that's what we're doing. And so that's why we're having, Zach Voorhees, thinks it's really bad virus. And, you know, he's coming on next to talk about another subject. So I think it was fair for you to say you don't support the communist Chinese. I meant they did a total lockdown. So I meant there's, you know, that end of the spectrum and the Italian end of the spectrum versus what some people are saying. So I think open debate and discussion about this, I mean, I think is really, really healthy. And I think the leftist cities want to test everybody to create as much fear as possible and then find as much death as possible to hype it. They're all very happy about it. And they also have feces and needles and disease everywhere. And they're also the main areas of sanctuary cities where people are coming yes. in and all this stuff is being spread. I mean, are they the heroes now? Are the liberal cities the heroes?
Well, no, I of course not. And they're going to suffer high rates of death because of their conditions. But when we have people from the conservative side of things saying that this is no worse than the flu, and, you know, Rush Limbaugh has been saying that for weeks, It is truly bad misinformation, and it creates complacency, Alex. And so, you know, when you have conservatives who say, oh, it's no big deal, I'm going to get on an airplane, I'm going to go have a party, I'm going to go do this, they're going to spread it to other people who are in their social circle, and you're going to end up infecting more and more conservatives and killing Trump supporters because they're mostly elderly. And
let me ask you this, this
doesn't help the country.
Have we ever found out how many people really died in China, or there's just no telling?
Well, there's no telling exactly from China because, of course, their numbers are low. So
I think that's where you're overall out of caution. Mike, let me hold you over. I think that's overall where I agree in the general, in the main with what you're saying. But I think it's good to debate it and discuss it because we don't know. It's man-made. It has an HIV delivery system. It's coming back, as we reported both of us 6 weeks ago. That's confirmed now. I think there is cause to be really concerned about it. I just think other people are going too far the other way because they don't like the left using it for a power grab. You and I have been saying if Trump doesn't move into that vacuum, he'll be overthrown. So I think we created a full spectrum analysis.
Well, I understand that, Alex. I understand your point. And again, I appreciate you having me on, but it can't be both a deadly engineered bioweapon that's going to depopulate the planet. And then the next week, it's the total hoax that's no worse than the flu. I mean, which is it? Which is it? I've been consistent from day one.
When I have guests on with their perspective, that does not become our organization. Like CNN gets one view and that's who they have on as guests for one view. So does MSNBC, Fox to a certain extent. We want a absolute free for all here to get all the views. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but again, this is a bioweapon. You know, it's a bioweapon. It's engineered to kill humanity. It's a depopulation weapon. If we don't get serious about how to deal with it, then we are going to be depopulated. That's the goal, is depopulation. And the trap for Trump is not doing enough early enough, in my opinion. And Trump right now, he's kind of taken the middle ground. It was great what he announced yesterday. That's a great start. That's going to help the situation. However, in my opinion, he needs to be more aggressive in getting people to stay home. We have to stay home. We have to flatten the curve. If we don't flatten this curve, our hospitals get overrun in about 4 to 6 weeks, and you're going to see it. We're all going to see it, especially in the cities like New York City. It's going to be bad. You, mark my words, it's going to get bad there.
Well, hopefully we'll still all be on air able to cover this. You know, you said something yesterday. Yeah, we have millions of abortions a year, but that's not communicable. Well, what is communicable is hysteria. And I think, you know, you're prepared out there with your farm and all your stuff, and you've been smart. So I understand you're already in this mindset. And I agree, pandemics are going to be the globalist tool. This is something they've launched, but with a limited kill rate, but pushing the hype to kill our economy. That's definitely a possibility. Or it could be the very bad end of the spectrum. I mean, if it's 2% that it kills, it's just devastating. And I made calls to 8 nurses yesterday that I know, 12, 8 of them answered, and I've got some information I want to talk to you about on the other side briefly with Mike Adams to give us his perspective on the latest developments, and Zach Voorhees on what in the world's going on at Google. Big changes there. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago, the ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city, and we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high-quality water filtration, and they need high-quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and of course, our high-quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil, and of course, iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here, broadcasting worldwide, finishing up here with Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. I want to do one personal thing here right now. You've seen national news demonizing me massively last week. You've seen the false claims that we've said we have a coronavirus cure. I never said anything of the sort. recently talked about studies that are out there about what happens with certain types of silver up against viruses. That's well known. The very company that we get our silver from, it sells to hospitals, Walmart. They have a prescription type, they have a regular type. But that's just the media misrepresenting. We don't have cures. We don't have treatments for any of that. But another one of the other big attacks is Alex Jones ordered for drug and alcohol testing. I've been ordered despite no criminal record with drugs or alcohol. I was found under the legal limit when the police did a DUI test, still, you know, took me to jail. That's just how America is now, okay? Because they've ordered them. Well, even if they're under, just take them to jail. So that unfolded. Look, the police aren't bad. They're just robots now ordered to do what the central control groups tell them. But I've been drug tested multiple times because of false accusations. And I've been alcohol tested 8 times before, almost 4-day test. I've just, you know, in whole family court fights, I've volunteered as well. Every time I've been found negative, 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 negative for all these drugs. People see me with energy and they see me upset. And they think that guy must be on drugs. Well, it's like a breed of dog, you know, that you read about, that has energy like a bird dog versus a breed of dog like a basset hound that doesn't have energy, or a Jack Russell Terrier has a lot of energy, but say a bloodhound doesn't unless he's chasing a person. It's the same thing. I walk around and I see all these zombies everywhere. And it scares me how sluggish folks are. So it's just crazy. People get up in court and they go, look at the energy he's got. He's on cocaine. I hate cocaine. I tried it a few times in college and stuff. Hate it. Horrible. I have to take the depressant alcohol, which I've stopped many times for years or months, different times, because I have so much energy. I like to drink sometimes at night to forget about stuff, to turn it down. Okay? That's how this works. So I'm very manic about freedom, folks, and it's normal. So let's put on screen the Statesman and others. Oh, Alex Jones ordered to do drug and alcohol testing. What you won't see reported is, again, for the upteenth time, negative, 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 nothing in me. A 10-panel drug test, testing for everything. No amphetamines, no cocaine, no opiates, no methadone. No marijuana, no hallucinogens, nothing, 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 nothing. I've had one cup of coffee today, and I got to be careful about drinking it or I turn into a huge jerk. So, again, we got more serious things to deal with here, but I think I'm going to dig up the other drug test, too, from over the years. You know, whenever my ex-wife asked for it or when I go to get sent off by the judge, I never asked for her to be tested. I think I'm going to frame them on the hallways in the office. I told you there's a whole rumor that I'm a cocaine head, folks. I'm not. I hate cocaine. I naturally have this energy. And it's like people go, oh, he must be controlled or he must be funded or he must be told what to say because, you know, his stuff's so accurate. I'm smart. I'm engaged. All right. I want to finish up here with Mike. Mike, I think it's good for us to have these discussions. And so all I'm saying is in the fairness, you know, of debate, I don't think when you speak and say, well, InfoWars, you know, is saying that this isn't happening because I have the Hoff brothers on. I think it's interesting to have them on and get their perspective. And that's exactly what I did. So I just really think that the college of discussion here is something that's not happening anywhere else. Every other media outlet has their bottom line and what their worldview is, and that's what stuck to. I personally don't think we've figured out exactly what's going on here yet. And I think it's very healthy to do that. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's your platform, and I respect that, and I'm a fan of the Hoff brothers and their work at the Gateway Pundit over all these years. They were really instrumental in helping, you know, expose the lies of the left-wing media, so I'm a fan of their work. But you know me, when I disagree with somebody's numbers, I'm just going to say it, and that's what I'm saying right now. I'm not attacking their personalities or their ethics. I'm just saying that, you know, look, the numbers are wrong. Their numbers are just flat-out wrong, and I've explained that in my article. So they're good people with the best of intentions, bad math. That's all I'm saying. But, you know, look, I respect you and your platform. I know you respect my work as well. I'm happy to come on and give my view. I think that it is interesting. We have this spectrum. So what's going to happen in April, May, and June? Are we going to have the, you know, the Joe Hoft version of the world where it's over, you know, the Steve Pachinik version, it's over April 15th? Or is it the Mike Adams version where this thing is collapsing hospitals in New York City and there are probably tens of thousands of deaths, if not hundreds of thousands, worldwide by this summer? So I guess we're going to see. I'm happy to come on and contribute. I'm never going to, you know, hold back. You know me. You know that. I respect your platform.
What does your model show, though? Millions dead in the U.S. if Trump doesn't take action, a couple hundred thousand if he does, and then worldwide, how many hundreds of thousands or millions? How many?
The millions have already been averted. So in the United States right now, we can choose between tens of thousands of deaths or hundreds of thousands of deaths, depending on what Trump does from here forward. There's already very strong social distancing factors in place in many cities like San Francisco and the Bay Area. So the number of deaths, I should say the number of lives being saved by these decisions is huge. And Trump's decisions have saved lives to block flights from Europe and block flights from China or people from China. Those decisions have saved at least 800,000 lives already, according to my models. The question is, how many more lives do we save? And I guess, you know, from your point of view, how much liberty do we give up in order to save those lives? I get it. That's a legitimate question. There's a spectrum. You're going to have to choose between, you know, lockdowns and fewer deaths or no lockdowns and a lot more deaths. That's the debate. So I appreciate you letting me be part of it. I'll continue to give you what I think.
Well, Mike, I mean, I think you've done a great job overall predicting the hysteria and chronicling that the virus is man-made. And for me, the biggest issue is the Democrats are trying to blame Trump. We predicted that.
Clearly.
He's gotten ahead of it, at least partially. So that, to me, debating even how deadly it is, I think overall is a distraction. I agree that politically they're trying to use it to devastate the economy. And we need to expose who had the background, who transferred it to them, why the Chi-Coms released it. And obviously, it's still hurting people over there. They're just claiming they're okay now because they incubated it, as you predicted 6 weeks ago, launched it, and then the CDC hid it from Trump, told him it was okay. As soon as he said it was okay, Fauci flipped and now contradicts Trump on the stand every time he can. You can see the setup just like they've done to him over and over again. So this is another coup attempt, and it just shows how real Trump is, and it's just amazing. So, Mike, Let me just have this final point. I tried to call 12 nurses that I know. I just went through my Rolodex, people I've known for a long time, people that are practicing nurses. One of them is a man. The others are women. Eight of them answered. And all of them knew people in local hospitals, whether it was Omaha, Nebraska, or Dallas, Texas. And some of these places, they said, had cases we haven't heard of in the news. So I think there's a cover-up going on. They don't want to panic. Of people that have coronavirus. And all the people I talked to said that – the people are fighting for their lives, and they're almost all of them, not even really super old. They're like 40 to 60.
Right.
And one guy was on a ski trip to Switzerland. He's been in there over a week and a half, almost killed him. He's turned the corner. They say it's excruciatingly painful, and they say that it just suddenly hits you, and you just feel like falling over, just like we saw in China. So I think that just prima facie talking to people points out that whatever this is, if you get it, it's really bad.
And really, a point you made that's really good is that the mortality rate of the virus itself may not even be as important as whether we have hospital beds available. It's the lack of hospital beds that's going to end up killing more people than would otherwise have to die. So that's why we have to flatten the curve and spread out the time of hospitalizations and not have a peak that overloads the hospitals. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Thank you, Mike Adams, naturalnews.com.
Thank you.
Zach Voorhees takes over on the other side of this break. I'll introduce him and then hand the baton to Owen Schroyer, who's doing a fabulous job. I'm sure Owen has been waiting in the dugout as my relief hitter here, but he'll probably be hosting some of his own show today. They've got some other great guests coming up as well on The War Room, 3 p.m. Central every day at band.video at newswars.com/show on local stations in your area.
The winds of change, the waves of change are here. The world has become decadent. The population has become hypnotized. And the globalists are moving in for the kill. First, they make us stupid and dumbed down and put us into a trance. And once they've done that, once they've made us obsolete, they begin to release the bioweapons, each more deadly than last, as they herd us into the bubble, high-tech control grid cities.
until they finally release the ultimate bioweapon with a 100% kill rate, which then mutates into a harmless bug after a few years, and the controllers emerge from their underground bunkers. And, of course, they have the cure to all the diseases they release as well. They admit it. They publicly talk about their plan to kill us all. A lot of liberals are celebrating this, so remember who your enemies are. InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. I'm coming to you from a town outside Austin, and I'm about to get in the car and leave because the police are massed on the entrance to the town and the other entrance with dozens of police cars at command centers and more coming in, and they're clearly getting ready to block roads off. We've got confirmation of that all over the rest of the country. I'll be back in studio, Lord willing, tomorrow, and we'll be taking a lot of calls. I suggest the war room open the phones up today immediately for law enforcement and military to call in with the intel they have because America is on a need-to-know basis, and we need to know. So I would just suggest we take a lot of calls. We've had a lot of guests on this show the last few days, and Dr. Francis Boyle is on tomorrow with Key Intel. But tomorrow I'm taking calls on my show, and I suggest the David Knight Show, and I suggest the War Room with whoever's hosting that today. I know Owen's riding shotgun. Owen will probably want to host part of his own show today because he's been sitting there in the dugout chomping at the bit. But we want to take your calls as well on the intel you're seeing. In fact, Drew, did you send that to the crew? Guys, can you put on screen the photos of the police and command centers massing on both sides of the road in the town I'm in? So I just sent the crew out to get photos of this. This is what's going on. And this is going on all over the country. Okay, they got the National Guard ready. They got the military ready. There's a bunch of crazy stuff, so it's on. Now, Zach Voorhees is a major Google whistleblower. We're going to hand the baton to him. That'll go about 20 minutes to the next hour. And then we've got other guests coming up as well. Just please don't forget, just as important as having storable food and firearms and things like that is having things that are good for your body and that boost you and your family's overall health. And DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 literally is on record regrowing mitochondria and making telomeres last longer and just doing incredible things. That is a first for me. X2, X3, good clean iodine, a booster across the board. Research what iodine does for yourself. We also sold out of the tooth whitening toothpaste because it has silver in the name. This great patented nano silver. Super Blue is the original toothpaste. It has the patented nano silver and tea tree oil. Look what tea tree oil does. And of course, iodine. So that's still discounted. I told you the other toothpaste is going to sell out. It'll be a while till we get more in. Maybe a month, maybe two. Who knows with the crisis and the supply chain breaking down. We do have Super Blue still at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not like the food. It takes weeks to get delivered because it's got to be packaged. No, it's ready to ship right now. They're one day behind. So you order today, you get shipped on Thursday. Last week, we were to the day shipping. But InfoWarsStore.com is open, and it's so important to get these products. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Living Defense is back in stock. All the rave reviews of that, InfoWarsStore.com. I hand it now over to Owen Schroyer and Zach Voorhees here on the live People's Transmission InfoWars, exposing the giant globalist New World Order attack, the man-made bioweapon, and the hysteria mind control weapon that we are now witnessing, the third coup attempt against the second American revolution. We will prevail, 1776 worldwide.
Now, we're going to get some information from Zach Voorhees today regarding something else that is happening right now with Google, but stick around. We're gonna do that with Zach in a minute. But since we're on the subject of coronavirus, let's get Zach's take on the coronavirus and what he thinks is going on. Again, we're taking all perspectives here. Zach Voorhees joined by a butterfly behind him. Wow, look at that monarch butterfly flapping its wings behind you, Zach. Zach Voorhees, Google whistleblower. Thank you for joining us today. What is your take from all you're seeing with the coronavirus hysteria and outbreak?
I'm really seeing that there are two narratives that are coming out here. One is a doomsday scenario where this is going to last all the way through August and that there will be millions of people that will die. Another narrative that's emerging is that this is really kind of a blend of a man-made bioweapon that's not that dangerous combined with a mass arrest scenario that's going to come down.
So you're talking about the Q theory that this is Trump martial law to arrest the deep state, which is what the Q people are discussing right now.
Yeah. And Q's been, you know, leaving a lot of clues, in the past about what's going to happen, especially in the month of March. And in the past year, when he's been dropping this information, we said, well, none of this stuff, you know, has happened. What is he doing? And it turns out that his intel looked like it was accurate about the content. It was just an entire year off. And now it looks like we're entering into what I can describe as March madness, where, and as you can tell, the people that are getting this coronavirus are celebrities.
Yeah, that's been an odd thing I've been noticing, and all the CEOs stepping down, all the celebrities saying they've got it. Katie Hill, who was known for all of her sex romps and orgies, she's claiming she has it too. So there's definitely some mystery there. I've been saying it like this, Zach. 2 + 2 doesn't equal 5. So 2 + 2 + 1 = 5. We're missing that one. And I think that's what we're all kind of debating now. Is the one, yeah, this is a bioweapon that's going to be really bad. Is the one, no, this is just media hysteria trying to crash the economy, get Trump out of office? Or is the one what the QAnons think, that this is actually some deep state arrest going down behind the scenes? You're out in California, though. They're shutting down.
No, I'm in Costa Rica now. I bugged out.
Oh, well, okay. That's good for you, actually, to be down in Costa Rica. You're normally in California. I'm sure you're talking to people in California, though. What is it like in California? I mean, is big tech freaking out about this? Are they sending people home, working from home? What's going on?
Everyone's working from home. Everyone's losing their job. I personally know people that are in a really bad situation. They are losing their job. And what's happening in California is that there's been a new law that's been put in that anyone who can't pay their rent can't be evicted. And so we're seeing that, I think, as a stopgap to prevent a bunch of people getting thrown out during the worst possible time when there is supposedly a mass bioweapon that is infecting the streets of California. And we've got a homeless problem, right? We've got tent cities in the middle of San Francisco in the Tenderloin and the Mission where I live. And so, you know, if anyone's going to get this virus, it's going to be these people. And then they're going to be, you know, doing really bad things, making a mess of the streets and spreading this virus around. And so what I've been hearing is that these homeless people are now being rounded up and they're going to be separated from the general population. We're already seeing that with encampments being cleaned up. Anything that's been abandoned, like tents, are being confiscated and stored. And I think that that's a good thing. Like, we need to make sure that the streets of San Francisco are clean as we...
You know, I noticed that, too, in Austin, that some of the normal areas that have a lot of homeless people get kind of dirty, that they had been cleaned up. One of the spots, I don't want to be too graphic, but basically you could tell where they were relieving themselves, and there were some people out there scrubbing it. So I noticed that, too. That should have been done a long time ago. So it's funny it takes the coronavirus outbreak to get our leaders, our politicians, to understand what should have been done a long time ago. It's the logical, common sense thing. Separate from society, at least the ones that don't want to be a part of society functioning, you know, the drug addicts, the ones that probably seriously need mental help. You separate them. It's funny it takes this outbreak to get our politicians to realize that that's going on. But, you know, it really is amazing. There's going to be a lot of silver linings to this whole hysteria. And so you hope that the fear and the panic doesn't cross the threshold of being above and beyond the value of whatever these silver linings are. Whether it's, hey, people are now prepared for the worst, that's a good thing. Whether it's, hey, we finally got a solution to deal with the homeless epidemic in California and all these other cities. I don't like what's being proposed, and I got a whole stack of the news. I don't like what's being proposed as far as some of the financial relief. Now, we've lost Zach, guys, so let's try to get Zach back on, because there's a huge development happening at Google that I want to get Zach's take on. But, I mean, just look at some of the financial stuff. You know they're trying to crash the economy, folks. Third time this month, largest single-day point crash stock in history. New York unemployment site goes down. Tens of thousands lose jobs. Another problem for the Fed, banks pressured as clients scramble for cash. We talked about the Fed changing their monetary policy for banks. They don't have cash. Upside down world of negative rates coming for U.S. savers. Do you know how mad you're going to be when you look at your savings? You see that? Trump's $850 billion rescue plan. Global airlines slash flights ask for $50 billion bailout. GDP could plunge 10%. Casinos want bailout. All these people want bailouts. It's not good.
It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany and the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet, because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage, saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here, and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening, in-your-face, declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down. And then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum.
There can no longer be any doubt. The globalists have orchestrated this entire crisis. But it's not a hoax. The virus is real, and the panic it's creating is on a scale never before seen. It is said in the Bible that the wicked flee when none pursue. But the wicked really run for their lives when something real is killing people silently and quietly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face. It's time to repent for the 64 million abortions in America and the 400 million abortions in communist China and for all of the Satanism and all of the pedophilia and all of the corruption. Or God is going to continue to allow the globalist to judge us for him. That's right. God is lifting the hedge of protection away from the people and allowing Satan and his armies to have their will with the people.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Zach Voorhees, Google whistleblower, is with us. Zach, big developments happening at Google. A lot of big things, I think, are happening behind the scenes, quite frankly. But big developments happening at Google. You notice this. Others notice this. It used to be you search InfoWars or Alex Jones. The first three pages were negative press, hit pieces, lies, fake news, and attacks on us. Now, all of a sudden, what we actually say and our actual website pops up when you put in Alex Jones and InfoWars. What happened to Google? Do you have any insight? What is going on behind the scenes at Google that changed these search results that we've all been monitoring?
I think some sort of money deal was done. Like, let's look at what happened. Trump went and announced that they were going to work with Google in order to help bring information about the most local testing station for Americans, and also to use AI to figure out whether someone should get tested for this coronavirus. Now, the AI is really simple, I think. You know, if you have any of the symptoms of, you know, this virus, then, you know, you should get tested. Like, no questions asked. Possibly, even if you don't have the virus, you might want to get tested. And the idea that you should be able to link up to the nearest testing facility is not really a hard engineering problem. In fact, I looked at the technical specs of what they were trying to do, and I went, this is something that I can do as an engineer. Like, I literally worked for Google Earth as part of the geo department. And this is something that one senior software engineer should be able to achieve over the course of about, you know, maybe a week. The idea that they're putting 1,700 engineers on this problem means that it's not just overkill, it's actually more of a payout to Google. And I think that what's happening is that the Patriots are, you know, they're kind of doing a carrot and the stick. Hey, you know, we know what you've done. We know that you censored the president. We know that you were censoring words of the Arabic dictionary in order to give justification for his, you know, presidential removal. That's the stick. The carrot is, hey, work with us. We're going to pay you out way more money than this project, you know, is necessary. And in sort of return, you stop with all of the censoring, with all the political censoring. And what do we see? At the same, almost within 24 hours this was announced, we started seeing that the censorship on Google started to be released. So something's happened. Something's happened with a backdoor deal that I'm not privy to, you're not privy to, and we, the American people, are not privy to, but we can see that something seriously has changed with the Google search algorithm.
We'll have to see if this trend continues. Obviously, with the overwhelming majority of search results going against the president or against InfoWars and Alex Jones, it shouldn't be something that takes time to get there. I mean, it's just coding. It's just kind of a switch is my understanding. I'm not the expert. You are. So we'll see if anything more changes over time. But you're saying the big takeaways were, hey, look, the search results are just changed. We confirm that just by searching it, you know, every day, and you see a different result finally. And then also you're saying the overwhelming hiring of 17,000 people, I think is what you said, instead of just one who could do this job. Those are the big signs that, yes, something's going on.
Yes, right. And the average pay for one of those engineers is around $200,000, more or less, you know, once the stock benefits get calculated in. So 1,700 people for, you know, that's a lot of man years. Like, that's millions of dollars that are being paid out to Google. And so, you know, that's a huge amount of money that's going to them. And so what do we see now with the paying for the search results? We're seeing that 9/11 truth is starting to, you know, be released, and a lot of other searches are starting to, you know, be free now. And this is a really welcoming sign.
What about the Demo Rat? Did you see that? You search Democrat, yeah, and a rat pops up.
Yeah, I don't think it's popping up anymore, but for like around 24 hours.
Yeah, how'd they let that happen? All right, Zach Voorhees, thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com.
Opening up the phone lines for the rest of this hour, specifically law enforcement or military that has any information they think is important for the audience today. I'm seeing police crackdown. We're seeing it in Texas, National Guard being deployed all across the United States now, cities going into lockdown. What is going on? Because here's the ripple to this. Trump is facilitating this. Now, I'm not saying that in a negative light. I'm just pointing out the facts. The president is facilitating this. As someone who's anti-tyranny, as someone who just instinctually stands against tyranny, call me arrogant, call me a jackass, call me dumb, call me whatever you want. That's my instincts. That's not going to change. As soon as the government, I won't get into it. I think you understand what I'm saying here. If the measures of life and death, which I don't even think is fair, what was it that Benjamin Franklin, I believe, said? If you're willing to sacrifice freedom for safety, you deserve neither. That's where I stand. I don't want to go into lockdown. I don't want to create a dome of fear where people can't even leave their house or engage in commerce or travel anymore, because that's what they're trying to go for. Now, the president is facilitating this. His measurement might be, I need to do this to stop or curve, as they're saying, the outbreak. I need to do this because the media is going to attack me. I need to do this because this is going to be another win, because we had the H1N1 with the Obama administration and Biden killed tens of thousands, millions infected. When we get the final numbers on this, it's going to be a small fraction of that. But yet, look at the hysteria. That's a win. Or is there something else going on behind the scenes? So law enforcement, military, what are you hearing? What do you think is important to get to the audience today? 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Military and law enforcement will go to the front of the line. What are you hearing? Or even hospital workers. That's another little ripple. Actually, in fact, let me tell a little story here too. So they're shutting down gyms across America now. And I have noticed one pattern in these shutdowns. They start with the biggest name companies and then it kind of trickles down. So that may be significant information. It could be trivial, but that also could be significant. If you're a thinking person, you understand why. But there was a weird, I always say, if you want to really know what's going on in the world, turn off your TV, turn off all the media, and just go out into the world. And so, my spirit, the force, you know, whatever you want to say, everyone yesterday, they're closing at 8. And so there was this weird thing. It was kind of like the last day in high school, but it was like everyone was like laughing about it. Everyone was joking about it. It was a moment of camaraderie. I guess that's what I'm saying. So the virus thing really is bringing people together. I think more so than it's panicking people. There are people that are trying to cause a panic. There are people, I think, that are intentionally inflating this, because they like to get on Twitter and get a bunch of retweets and likes and, you know, they think it gives them clout or popularity somehow. But if you just turn off your TV, get away from the hysteria, get away from the social media, get away from all of that, you wouldn't notice anything, folks. You wouldn't notice anything. Now, if you're in a hospital, there are things you're noticing. If you're in law enforcement or military, there are things you're noticing. But to the average American who just goes out in their daily routine, you're not noticing anything. And so I guess my point is that it was a weird, because this has been such an unnerving experience with this coronavirus. It's been so unnerving, but it was almost calming everybody at the same time, just being like, why are we panicking about this? Really? We're going to shut this down? Okay, fine. This is where we're at now. A nation of wussies. I don't know. Maybe you're experiencing the same thing in your local area. People are just sick of the panic, sick of the hysteria, upset that everything's getting shut down. But the anger isn't really directed anywhere. It's not even an anger. It's almost like a relief of angst. That, hey, we're all in this hysteria together. We're going to be fine. All right. So we're going to take your phone calls for the rest of the hour. I also have a bunch of news headlines I should probably get to. It's what you expected. Everything being shut down. They're calling to stop elections, stopping voting, stopping all the sporting events, all the leagues. People freaking out, calling police. They can't get toilet paper. You've got generational warfare going on over this coronavirus, which is just so weird to me. And quite frankly, I wish we would quit giving airtime to these moronic young people that are licking toilets and doing okay boomer videos. They're 20 years old. They're young. They're dumb. They're indoctrinated. They won't be like that in 5 years. Quit giving them this attention. You're only going to solidify what they're doing because they're going to get so popular doing it. So they won't even, they'll lose whatever notion they have of a political system of beliefs. It just becomes all about popularity. We have to quit going to these people and making their videos viral and stuff because we're the ones doing it. All these 20-year-olds licking toilets and doing okay boomer videos, they'll be over it in 5 years. Just let them go through their phase. And then I've got all the news from all around the world. The EU is shutting down borders. Wow, this is what it takes to shut down borders. Another silver lining. Mexico shutting down their border with the United States. Canada shutting down their borders. These are all the wide open borders. This is what it took, the virus, to do it. That is a silver lining. So all of this stuff is coming up, including your phone calls. But everybody now is understanding on an individual level, family level, business level, whatever you want to say, the fragility of our system, or more so the fragility of the individual who runs to the grocery store to get 20 rolls of toilet paper because they think the world is about to end. And so a lot of people are starting to prepare for the worst, which is a good thing. Hey, I hope I never have to use emergency food that I have the supplies in my house. I hope I don't have to go into quarantine and use the supplies of 2 weeks worth of food that I got in case this would happen. looks like that's inevitable at this point. They're shutting everything down. But we've been getting our audience prepared for decades. We have an entire section at InfoWarsStore.com for preparedness. An entire section. It's like you go into a store and you got an entire wing of the store that's all about preparedness. We have that at InfoWarsStore.com. And so the beauty of it is our audience has been prepared for a long time with the survival food that we're almost sold out of now, but with all the other stuff, survival accessories, outdoor survival gear, water filters, air filters. They say the coronavirus is airborne. We've got air filters. By the way, the air filters, I have two of them in my home. If you don't have the Alexa Pure air filter, Alexa Breeze from InfoWarsStore.com in your house, I'm telling you, you're nuts. Especially if you have cats or dogs or any pet at all, really. Even if you have a rare creature like a Salcata tortoise. Pets emit odors. They stink. I'm telling you, you might say, oh, that's crazy. That doesn't add up. Really? Your air purifier is stopping pet odors? Yeah, it does. And quite frankly, when you remove the screener, see, there's multiple levels of filtration on the Alexa Pure Breeze. The crew may be able to pull it up. When you, the first filter is just like, just a normal filter that you can take off and remove and clean. You're going to be disgusted, quite frankly, when you have to clean your filter. You're going to be like, this is the air in my house. This is the dust. This is the muck. This is the buildup. That's in your home. You're breathing that. It's like if the sun shines right in through the window and you can see all the floaties and all the dust and all that stuff. Yeah, you're breathing that. You're cutting down on that with the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. You'll notice the fresher air. You'll notice the pet odors are gone. Try it for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. Alexa Pure Breeze. In fact, guys, pull that back up. Was that on sale? I must have missed this. I think we have it even on sale discounted right now. Yes, it is. Big discount on the Alexa Pure Breeze. Wow, I didn't even know this. 30% off on the Alexa Pure Breeze at InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
InfoWars has most of our high-quality supplements in stock in our warehouse, ready to ship to you within days of your order. Don't go to the stores and battle zombies over toilet paper and things that don't matter. Get things that you and your family need. I'll tell you how I'm boosting my defense. DNA Force Plus is incredible with PQQ, CoQ10. Look into that for yourself. And we have all the high-quality silver products as well in stock, but for a limited time. And then we've got the ultimate turmeric formula, Bodies. Look into what that does with 95% curcuminoid, and the list goes on and on. VasoBeats, back in stock. Oh, and by the way, we haven't raised prices to retail during this crisis. We've kept it all at 40% off until it sells out. Check out all these bestsellers and prepare yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com. It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany and the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet, because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here, and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening, in-your-face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down, and then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, as usual, we've got the best callers coming up here. A lot of military, a lot of law enforcement. I will be hosting the first hour of the War Room today. Tom Papert will take over from there, but I wanted to let you know I got another great guest coming up, Richard Reeves. We're hearing all the angles, folks. Believe me, with the coronavirus thing, I've got intel incoming 24/7, and I'm not putting too much out there because I like to make everything focused on what we do here at InfoWars. That's why I'm not tweeting a bunch. That's why I'm not putting stuff out anywhere else. To me, it's all about focusing, getting people here at InfoWars and our content here, getting the best guests, getting the best callers, getting the best analysis. So that's what we're doing here at InfoWars.com and band.video. And so, we're going to have more coming up, more calls, a lot more calls coming up on the War Room today, and other great guests coming up on the War Room with some analysis that you're going to enjoy. But we do have the callers up right now, and we're going to go to law enforcement. We're going to go to military. They will have the priority to find out what they're hearing, what they know, what they think the audience needs to know. And so where I stand is this. I'm more afraid of the panic induced by the media and the hysteria. I'm more afraid of government lockdown and tyranny. And I think we're owed an explanation why this is different than a normal flu that ever comes through. Why is this different? Why are we going into lockdown? What is going on? It doesn't make sense. If you compare and contrast the numbers so far, the coronavirus is on par with any other flu season. Now they'll say, oh, this isn't just the flu. Well, why not? What is it about this that makes it not the flu? Is it a bioweapon? We're not getting that. What makes it, what is it about it? We don't get that. We're just told it's not the flu. So shelter in and panic and shut everything down. So let's go to local law enforcement and military calling in today. Let's start with Claude in California. Go ahead, Claude. You're on InfoWars.
Hey, Owen. Thank you so much for taking my call. Quick question really to pose to Mike Adams to see if this virus test can detect antibodies in people who have not been exposed. That's the case with certain viruses like hepatitis, and it would indicate that somebody's been vaccinated. And the reason for this question is I would assume that if this is a biological scorched earth attack, that there would be a small group of people who would have access to a vaccine. And So that's part one of my question.
Okay, well, Mike Adams is not on air. And so I do know that they tested the first vaccine in Seattle. Israel claims to have a vaccine. A guy in Australia claims to have a cure. So, that's just all, you know, we'll see in time. Thanks for the call, Claude. Let's go to John, Navy vet. Go ahead, John in Kansas.
Hey, yeah. I just wanted to end up saying that, first of all, I love your show. I've just recently started watching probably about the last 6 months. And you say some interesting things, and I agree with you on a lot of things. And you're right about people not getting out to see what the real world is. I've lived on the streets many times in my lifetime. I'm 65 years old, and I'm a vet. So I had a procedure that was scheduled to be done, and they canceled it because of this virus. And so far, there's 6 reported cases in the VA hospital that I go to.
Yeah, and I think the VA just announced the first death in a VA yesterday, too.
Yeah, I don't know about deaths in Kansas. Well, I do know the thing that I read last night, that there was one death in Kansas so far because of it. That's it. And all the other states I've read have, like, I think the most was, like, 19. I think that was somewhere, maybe California or wherever. I don't remember where it was exactly. But I wanted to share something with you that a friend of mine sent me. This info is from the friend that works for CDC that passed this along to his family and friends. I'm passing along as well. The new NCP coronavirus may not show sign of infection for many days. How can one know if he or she is infected? By the time they have fever and or cough and goes to the hospital, the lungs is usually 50% fibrosis and it's too late. Taiwan experts provide a simple check that we can do every morning. Take a deep breath and hold your breath for more than 10 seconds. If you complete it successfully without coughing, without discomfort, stuffiness, or tightness, et cetera, it proves there is no fibrosis in the lungs, basically indicating no infection. In critical times, please self-check every morning in an environment with clean air. Seriously, excellent advice by Japanese doctors treating COVID-19 cases. Everyone should ensure your mouth and throat is moist, never dry. Take a few sips of water every 15
minutes.
Well,
let me just pause you right there, John, because I got to be honest here, and I'm not insulting you, but I feel like the way we're approaching this stuff is so, I don't know how to say it, preschool, kindergarten, low IQ. Like, I have to sit, and you know what it is? Americans are so unhealthy and drugged out of their minds. They don't even know when they're sick. And so this is like basic stuff. It's like, okay, can I breathe? Do I have any obstruction in breathing? Do I have mucus? And it's like, oh, I guess there's something wrong. It's like, that's common sense. And so it's like, oh, wash your hands. Oh, cough into your elbow. It's like, what? Like, this is all basic stuff. It really almost is a display of how dumbed down Americans have become.
Common sense is a thing of the past, man. I mean, seriously, kids are not taught common sense. You know, it's something that you're either born with or you're not born with. And it's stupidity in my opinion.
It is. And that's the other thing, too, is we give out pharmaceutical drugs that treat symptoms. They don't deal with the root cause. They just treat the symptoms. So people are walking around sick. They don't even know it.
I know. I've got an immune deficiency right now, and I'm not worried about catching this thing at all, period. I really don't. I ride the buses. Now, to me, if they were really cracking down on stuff, why wouldn't they end up shutting down the buses and the trains and all the other stuff?
And so, John, that's something I've been saying that I haven't understood either. They've been doing all the back-end preparation for over a month now, or about a month. The front end of the preparation is just now happening. So it's like a reverse logic situation. That doesn't add up. Thank you so much for that call, John. And again, here's the other thing that doesn't add up. If you're sick, why would you go to the hospital to get tested? They don't give you anything. They don't give you anything. They tell you, okay, go home. So it's like you're basically going to spread it if you go to the hospital to get tested. But to me, this is like weird. Like, we're getting really childish the way we're approaching this stuff. Like, oh, don't leave the house. oh, do you feel like you're coughing? Here's how you can check. Did you wash your hands? Did you cough into your elbow? Oh, here's a nice pat on the head and a cookie because you used hand sanitizer before you touched the rail at the train station. Oh, good for you. Here's a pat on the head. Now, take a deep breath. Was there any obstruction? Was that a clean breath of air? If not, now follow the next three steps to find out if you may or may not be sick. It's like in the first Lego movie where they have the checklist of stuff they have to do every morning and they wake up. No thanks, I'm an American, I'm good.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it. It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me. When I've got allergies or when my throat is tired, it's just very, very soothing. And it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. The winds of change, the waves of change are here. The world has become decadent. The population has become hypnotized. And the globalists are moving in for the kill. First, they make us stupid and dumbed down and put us into a trance. And once they've done that, once they've made us obsolete, they begin to release the bioweapons, each more deadly than the last, as they herd us into the bubble, high-tech control grid cities, until they finally release the ultimate bioweapon with a 100% kill rate, which then mutates into a harmless bug after a few years, and the controllers emerge from their underground bunkers. And, of course, they have the cure to all the diseases they release as well. They admit it. They publicly talk about their plan to kill us all. A lot of liberals are celebrating this. So remember who your enemies are.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You found it. the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
There's going to be some major financial blowback to this, folks. People canceling events, conferences. How do you deal with refunds? Gyms closing. Do you refund memberships? I mean, like, this is all, that seems mundane, and that's a small scale thing. Then there's like big conferences like WrestleCon 2020, like hundreds of thousands of dollars. They had to cancel that thing. They're still being charged. They're saying, no, we're not going to pay it. They issued a shutdown in Florida. College dorms kicking students out. They want a refund on their room and board. So very complex. So, I mean, basically the Trump administration is going to either have to let, it's not even really a recession. It's just a unemployment boom, if you want to call it that. It is bad for the economy. Just let the economy get crushed like this, or they're going to have to release a stimulus package, and literally they're talking about giving people $1,000 like a month or something, like Andrew Yang. I think that's what they're going to end up doing. I don't support it, but then parties like, you know, it's monopoly money anyway with the whole quantitative easing and Federal Reserve fractional banking. It's all a joke. Let's go back out to the phone lines, though. Oh, by the way, let me just say this, too. As they're shutting things down here in Austin, Texas, where the InfoWars World Headquarters is, Texas Tribune, Texas hospitals don't have enough beds for coronavirus patients if too many people get sick at once. Oh, wow. Yeah, and if 300 million people get cancer at once, too, we don't have enough radiation. So, I mean, oh. And here's the problem, folks. A lot of people have herd mentality. So if they just see people around them getting sick, they just think they're sick. That happens too. So a lot of these people are just going to go into panic or in some sort of weird preemptive thing, going to the hospital, even though they're fine. I mean, I'm somebody that likes to build up the individual, but let's just be honest. I mean, you've seen the Mark Dice videos on the pier and everything. Like, you see some of these college age Americans. I mean, it's pathetic, folks. I mean, there's a serious reckoning that needs to happen with Americans here. It's time to toughen up. It's time to get that grit back. It's time to quit being a damn commie. It's time to not live in fear. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Steve in Detroit wants to talk about the CDC putting up job postings. Again, it was more of a back end cover, or covering your back end and then rolling out the front end. Steve in Detroit, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, good afternoon to you and the audience. I'm going to try to use as much brevity as possible here as to not take time away from anybody else. But before I get into my theory that I would like to put forward for perusal, I would first like to thank you for being the brave man that you are. I am not military or law enforcement, but I am a longtime Freemason who has been active in my local community for many, many years. And they are actively shutting down bus services and all types of things here in Detroit, where I live. But to move forward to my theory here, okay, they put out these job postings for quarantine management around late November of last year. My daughter got sick with a bad flu that they diagnosed as influenza A around December, January. So my theory that I would like to put forward for you and the listeners would be that perhaps they released a less virulent version of this virus in this country around that time. And then the Wuhan version came out. Perhaps they're waiting for these two viruses to mingle through the population and coalesce into something more deadly. I mean, that's the theory that I'm putting forward for perusal for the listening audience. Also, the air filter, the Alexa Pure air filter. I have one. I can't advocate enough for that. I have that. I have the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filter. People, get these things because they're going to be necessities, especially if we have to shelter in and hunker down for extended periods of time. But let's not take up too much time. Like I said, that was my theory I would like to put forward.
Well, thank you for the kind words, Steve. And I do think that's kind of a thing we have to debate, too, is, I mean, how effective is a bioweapon, really? I mean, you know, how effective is it, really? Do they really know? I mean, you know, for them, it could even be a mystery. Like, well, let's just throw it out and see what happens. let's just release it and see what happens. Maybe it's really deadly. Maybe it's not. You know, maybe they can't defeat human. Maybe they just literally can't kill all humans like they want to. You know, maybe it's just constant frustration. Like, oh, we can't even create a bioweapon to kill all these people. So, but there's no doubt people were getting sick around Christmas time. I got really sick in January. I mean, I think for me, it was, look, I was at airports. I was running around DC shaking hands and I didn't eat or drink anything for 27 hours before I got on an airplane, probably weakened my immune system because I was sitting in a jail cell rotting for 27 hours. So there's a lot of things here that we can, but the other thing, it's like, I still want to continue to draw back from all of this because it's just more hysteria. It's like, it's just more hysteria. It's what the deep state wants to destroy Trump. It's what globalists wants to enslave us in fear. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Chris, a hospital worker in Florida. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call, man. I just want to say real quick, I have the Alexa water filter and the air filter, and those are both just fantastic to have whether you're in a bunker situation or you're just living day-to-day life. So thank you guys for that. I appreciate it. I have a local hospital here. I'm not going to be too specific because I'm not allowed to say anything, but here we go. Anyway, I'm about an hour north of Tampa, and we had a person come in who was showing signs of the coronavirus, but they were just put into a normal room, and we had a plethora, a couple dozen people, of different departments visit them or go near them or interact with them. And then as they got more intense symptoms, they were then isolated, a droplet, precaution isolation entirely, and then they got tested. Their test results are still waiting to get received, but they presumably do have it. It's kind of like a 99% sure they do definitely have it. And we were briefed. We're briefed usually every day in our department by our director what's going on. And when he first told us this, a day ago or so, he said, oh, well, none of us were in contact with this person, so you don't have to worry. Our department is okay. But there were about 30 or 40 people in the hospital who were introduced to them. Excuse me. And we have a relatively small hospital. And but a lot of the information that's coming from our director and a lot of the other directors in the entire hospital is some kind of odd mixture of CDC information and then just general bad information. He was saying things like, well, you can't catch it unless you start showing the symptoms. So don't worry because, they can't pass it to us because they don't have the symptoms anymore. Even though they aren't showing symptoms at all yet, the other workers who are exposed. But today we just got told that we do have some people in our department who were exposed. Some of our older people, some are younger people. So, it's just kind of a mishmash of people not really knowing what's going on. And then they tell us you're not allowed to say anything about this because it's a HIPAA violation. You can only tell your family because they're in the realm of importance. But I know that's all complete BS because I'm not giving any specific patient information. I'm just reporting on what's going on in our in our facility. So it's all just a mishmash, man. And they're not giving us realistic information. They're saying that I can only stay in the air for 20, 30 minutes and then it goes away and blah, blah, blah. So it's pretty
sad.
And
who knows that stuff? I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's so insane to act like is somebody following a coronavirus with a microscope through the air? I mean, I'm serious. Like, is that even possible?
I don't believe. I think that the most reliable source of information we're going to get on coronavirus right now is going to be from South Korea, Japan, and possibly India. Just because, China's not going to be accurate. America's not even trying to test people. They don't even want to test people. So I really think we're going to have to rely on other nations, trustworthy nations. I think Japan actually has it very well contained, and they're very well organized with their procedures in vast comparison to America or especially China. But it's definitely an issue, and I believe we do.
Let me just ask you this because I only got 30 seconds left. Do you think without the media hysteria and all these people even knowing what the coronavirus is, do you think anybody's even showing up thinking they have it or people are looking for it or is it even a big deal?
We have people coming in stealing toilet paper from patient rooms and we have four other people who are unconfirmed but most likely have it. They're just not talking about it. So it's ridiculous. I think media definitely is playing into it and it's not helping. It's just getting their views. Since the Democrats are so boring, they need to get more views on the media.
Wow, people stealing toilet paper from hospitals now.
It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany and the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening, in-your-face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down, and then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com. It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago, the ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city. And we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high quality water filtration and they need high quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and of course, our high quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil, and of course, iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's one way we can answer some questions, and that's just by human intelligence, talking to one another. What are your experiences? That's what we're doing right now. We're hearing from people around states what they're hearing, what local law enforcement is doing, what hospitals are doing. I just heard from someone during the break in New York. Said, yeah, I knew someone with coronavirus. They had the symptoms. They went to the hospital. Hospital sent them home. They're out of beds. Guess what? That's okay. We don't have to panic, folks. Like, we used to joke, like, oh, Owen got the coronavirus. Oh, maybe I did. I never went to a doctor. I never went to a hospital. Was it 7 days of me being more ill than I've been in 10 years? Yeah, but guess what? I made it out. And that's not an arrogant, selfish thing to say. The point is, people can survive this. Most people can survive this. Unless you have a pre-existing condition or are extremely old or have a compromised immune system, you're going to be fine. So quit causing the panic, sending the average person who can survive a flu to the hospital when we should be reserving those beds for people that really need it. But you see, the media causes the panic and the hysteria. Somebody coughs at night. They think, oh, my God, I'm sick. I'm dying from the coronavirus. Get me to a hospital immediately. Put me in a cryogenic chamber. Hit me with the chemicals. Throw me in a microwave. I'm going to die from coronavirus unless I figure it out immediately. No. And by the way, another aspect of this, pull it up again, guys. The coronavirus outbreak has almost to a T happened in sanctuary cities. To a T. Now, that could just be because these are, you know, major metropolitan areas that have a lot of commerce and, you know, travel and everything, but worth reporting. Also, before I go back to the phone calls, remember, this happened on CNN. I think it was Super Tuesday, or maybe Super Tuesday Part 2, where CNN was releasing results before the primary was finished. And not just because I worked in TV. You always have set graphics and chyrons and everything, and you do, before any live show, I did it in sports, we would, for an hour, sometimes longer if it wasn't working right, run through every single graphic we had, testing every single, the jib guy right here knows exactly what I'm talking about. You'd spend about an hour in the truck before the game or the pregame or whatever, just hitting the button so that they pop up. But you don't have the numbers. It's like if a quarterback in a football game hasn't thrown a pass yet, so they just run the graphic, it says 0 for 0. CNN is leaking graphics with the results. It'd be like, first quarter and you show Tom Brady's thrown for 3 touchdowns in the game. You say, well, that's not right, obviously. Well, that's what CNN's getting caught doing. And now it's happened again. Illinois news station mistakenly airs election results day before primary showing Joe Biden victory. Now, look, there may be victory graphics that they're testing, but if this had like results numbers in it, then that is something. And it did. It did have results numbers in it. I mean, that's just a, who, why? Somebody's putting that in, guys. Somebody's literally putting that in. I can't even begin to speculate. That is just total insanity. I mean, you want to talk about fake news? You want to talk about election meddling? All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Susan in Louisiana, Air Force vet. Go ahead, Susan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, can you hear me okay on this connection?
Yes, you sound good.
Awesome. Okay, thanks for having me on. I'm going to try to be brief with this. I believe I have very strategic information for your audience. Since about 2016, I've been looking for a what I call a 9/11 level event to happen, 2020 to 2021, that would seriously affect the markets and have to do with food, because I believe that I've seen we're on a 10-year pattern that started with 9/11 with the takeovers, and there's going to be a 4-wave of these type of takeovers. We're at the third one, I do believe, that is leading us toward global government. And the first one started with 9/11, and the second one had to do about 10 years later with ISIS, the sign of the sword, peace taken from the earth. That was a huge global collapse. And so right on schedule, we're at this. It's a little earlier than I thought it would be, but right on schedule, here we are. And this could very easily be the narrative control and the population control that's being done ahead of the catastrophic food collapse that I believe will dictate the next 10 years toward collapse. And I believe we're at the stage of barley, wheat, scales. That's what we're looking at. That's probably why everyone's mass buying up food that knows what's really going on. I believe, unfortunately, the farmers hit their year zero. Last year, I noticed the 2019 harvest was terrible. And it's because we're having weather changes that are not going to stop, but it's not man-made. It's coming from space. It's prophetic. It's the sun. Of course, they're going to say it's man-made. But basically, that's where I believe we are. We're at this third level, and it perfectly makes sense to me, unfortunately. Just wanted people to have a heads up on that. I do believe this means that we are at the third seal of the apocalypse.
Well, and by the way, a lot of that is man-made with the spraying they do in the atmosphere. Yeah. But you're obviously talking about much larger things like the sun, volcanoes, and stuff like that.
Grand solar minimum, things like that.
Thank you so much for the call, Susan. And so she's right. But the president, see, this is why it's so frustrating, because we know what's going on here. Again, how deadly the virus is, not whatever. This is the rollout of global government, folks. Using fear to pose as a security force, where you hand over your freedom, your independence, your liberty, your courage to even walk outside your front door in confidence. You hand it all over because you're afraid of something you can't see. And that is how arrogant the globalists are in making you a slave, because it's all about you accepting it. You see that? It's all about you accepting it and willingly becoming a slave. That's what it is. It's making you willingly become a slave, willingly hand over your freedom, willingly cuck yourself to fear. That's how they get away with it. That's how they justify it, because they think humans are weak. And if we give into this, we are. Let's go to Annie in California. I didn't even see this. You say you're quarantining in San Francisco, Annie. Go ahead. Did we lose Annie? Is Annie there? Annie going once, gone. Let's go to Dennis, Air Force vet in Kentucky. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah. There's a couple things that I'd like to kind of go over here. Now, back in January, when I seen the first flight land at Air Force Base, Level 4 Labs, that told me what I needed to know. And I started getting prepared. So, I just want to play a what-if game on you here. You still? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Now, the Air Force, we don't take in regular viruses like Ebola or anything natural occurring. When you see something laying on an Air Force base with Level 4 lab, first thing I think is bioweapon. And then when I see flights landing weeks later, then you can automatically assume that they found out, yes, this is a bioweapon. Now, they want to tell the president exactly what it is. Now, the problem with bioweapons is it's not really a weapon unless you've got a vaccine. Now, China's numbers could be pretty close to being correct if they vaccine the people they did not want to get it and then released it. That way it spreads through China and it goes over the world.
Well, that would be a major operation for the Chi-Coms to undergo. I'd rather focus on what you're saying about the bioweapon here. Do you think the president is aware of this? Because they haven't said anything about this. They don't even talk about it. Bioweapons labs, bio research labs. I mean, do you think the president is aware of this?
The procedure. You do not admit that there's a bioweapon. The panic that would ensue would be worse than the weapon itself.
Right.
So
and part of me is like, yeah, I'm sorry, Dennis, we got to go to a break, but thank you for the call. Part of me is like, truth be said, may the heavens fall. Folks, we aren't in Kansas anymore. I think America's ready to handle it. I really do. It's a man-made damn bioweapon. It's probably not as sick as they'd like it to be. Fear is the virus.
There can no longer be any doubt. The globalists have orchestrated this entire crisis. But it's not a hoax. The virus is real, and the panic it's creating is on a scale never before seen. It is said in the Bible that the wicked flee when none pursue. but the wicked really run for their lives when something real is killing people silently and quietly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face. It's time to repent for the 64 million abortions in America and the 400 million abortions in communist China and for all of the Satanism and all of the pedophilia and all of the corruption. Or God is going to continue to allow the globalist to judge us for him. That's right. God is lifting the hedge of protection away from the people and allowing Satan and his armies to have their will with the people. InfoWars has most of our high-quality supplements in stock in our warehouse, ready to ship to you within days of your order. Don't go to the stores and battle zombies over toilet paper and things that don't matter. Get things that you and your family need. I'll tell you how I'm boosting my defense. DNA Force Plus is incredible with PQQ, CoQ10. Look into that for yourself. And we have all the high-quality silver products as well in stock, but for a limited time. And then we've got the ultimate turmeric formula, Bodies. Look into what that does with 95% curcuminoid, and the list goes on and on. VasoBeats, back in stock. Oh, and by the way, we haven't raised prices to retail during this crisis. We've kept it all at 40% off until it sells out. Check out all these bestsellers and prepare yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a frustration sometimes here at InfoWars because we're like sharpshooters that can shoot like 80% from three-point range, no matter how long it is. So it's just like swish, 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 half-court shot, swish, arc from the... I mean... But then sometimes you gotta go hit a layup. And so it's like, you can't even make a layup. And it's like, of course I can make a layup. It's like, I don't even want to waste my time showing you I can make a layup. But sometimes you gotta make the layup. What am I talking about? Obviously, the southern border is wide open, which just blows this whole panic thing out of proportion. It blows the whole war on terror panic out of proportion. It blows the whole coronavirus spread out of proportion. It just blows it all up. The border is wide frickin' open. A terrorist can walk right across, bringing over a damn bioweapon. Maybe they already have. So all the panic and the hysteria over all this stuff that keeps us in fear, that we sacrifice our freedoms for, it's all proven to be fake because the border's wide open. And so we could say, hey, go down to the southern border and show how it's wide open. And it's like, okay, so we send the crew down there. It takes them 5 minutes to find a hole in the fence at the southern border. So the crew went down there. We made the layup. Here's the report. At band.video. Goes down there, there's the border wall, and they're scaling it now to find the hole. We're seeing martial law setups.
As you can see, we're here at the border wall over here in Brownsville. It goes all the way down until you hit about right here, okay? So as you can see, now we're not so safe as far as the Texas border wall is concerned. There was a Border Patrol agent that was just walking by, or driving by actually, told us to kind of turn around and go back around. But as you can see, this is about where it stops. Now they do patrol it, and he's actually just right down the way. But looking around, it wouldn't be that difficult. You've got Border Patrol over there off in the distance, that white truck. Other than that, I mean, they're out here and they're watching, but it's not necessarily
that hard if you wanted to kind of run right through?
We just walked back to approximately 200 yards from the border where you saw there was an opening where there was clearly a gap missing in the fence. Actually, it wasn't even a gap. It was just an empty fence. But there was a Border Patrol agent there. The reason why that actually brings up a concern for safety is because here we are 200 yards away. Again, there's an IDEA school right behind me. This is an elementary school or a middle school of some sort. It is a school. It does have a fence. However, it is a safety concern knowing that somebody can actually just come across the border right there through the river and then walk 200 yards to this school. What's interesting about these IDEA schools is Bill Gates has actually given schools like this funding to upgrade their technology. What's also interesting about that is the fact that recently he just stepped down 3 days ago and has actually left the board there at Microsoft. Now, recently, we also found out that one of his employees a couple of years ago was actually found with 6,000, while staying at his house, 6,000 images of child pornography on his computer. What's also interesting on top of that is the fact that he is now being sued by other employees who claim that he forced them to watch child pornography. So now that we have all that information, you have Bill Gates stepping down, you have holes in the border wall 200 yards from a school such as this, and the coronavirus. What does it all mean? We don't know. But one thing's for sure is we have Donald Trump leading the way and trying to take care of all this garbage and drain the swamp. I'm Tim Ream signing off for InfoWars.
So there you go. If we were really panicked about a war on terror, we spend trillions in the Middle East, why don't we shut down the border? If we're really panicked over a coronavirus buying up all the toilet paper in the world, why don't we close the southern border where someone carrying it could walk right across? By the way, it's breaking out in sanctuary cities. Common sense, folks. Common sense.
InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on.
John Rappaport sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour here. And now it is my turn. The bloodless coup, the fake epidemic. That's what I'm talking about. I've been researching fake epidemics for 30, 35 years now. I have information. Information about fakery. And what is being done on top of fakery, about fake virus tests, about fake viruses, about fake fear porn, about fake science, about fake CDC and World Health Organization. Information. So, let's get down to it. How do you think case numbers are decided around the world for the so-called coronavirus? Well, we got 60 cases here. We got 50 cases there. We have 500 here. Two just broke out there. And while I was just saying that, we have 16 more cases in a nursing home where everybody was close to dying anyway. And we have a 6,000-year-old man who had 500 prior diseases and was treated with 300 toxic medications, but just before he died, he was found positive for the coronavirus, so we're marking him down as a case of the virus and now he just died. How do you think all of this is being done and engineered to report these case numbers, which, of course, form the entire basis of the FEAR operation through diagnostic tests? Does that not make sense? You do a test. You say the person is positive, meaning infected, or negative, meaning not infected. Or you do no tests at all. You just look at somebody and you say your temperature's elevated, you have a cough, you're a case. Yeah, but I just have the same flu symptoms I have every year, and it's the same. No. In fact, you're not in good shape, so we would normally put you in the general ward of the hospital here in Italy, but you see, we can't do that now because we just diagnosed you as coronavirus, which means you're horribly contagious, so we have to dump you in the ICU. And we're doing this to so many people that the ICU is overflowing and flooded with several thousand other cases. And we have people from the press in here with videos and putting up stories about the overflowing ICUs, hysteria, fear porn. And now how many people have actually died, according to official statistics in Italy, from the so-called coronavirus? Maybe 5. Maybe 2. Maybe. Because they're all old. They all have long-term health conditions. And as confessed by the head of an Italian health institute, which I posted at No More Fake News, these people all had such serious prior medical conditions that was obvious that that's why they died. Had nothing to do with the coronavirus. But because of these 5 cases of mortality, 60 million people are locked down in Italy. Fake, phony. It's a fake epidemic. Fake. Now let's look at the tests, the diagnostic test that is supposed to confirm. Now we have a confirmed case because tested positive for the coronavirus. What does that mean? What is this test? Well, it's called the PCR. That's the widespread test that is being used all over the globe where it is available. Talk about China and what they're doing later. What is the PCR? It takes a tiny, tiny sample, very, very tiny, that could maybe contain a virus, tissue sample from a patient, and amplifies it, blows it up to the point where it could be studied, where researchers claim they can now identify it as a particular virus or whatever. But the thing that they can't do, the thing they claim they can do, but they're not telling the truth, is they say that they can also tell how much of a particular virus is actively replicating in the human body, live, real, not in the lab, real world. Baloney. Fake. And why is that important? Screw in your brains real tight and listen to this, folks. Why is that important? Because in order to say that a human being is sick, or is going to get sick, at the very least you have to show that there are millions and millions and millions of a virus replicating actively in the body. Otherwise, no dice, meaningless, means nothing, ridiculous, go collect no $200. And the PCR test does not say how much virus is actually actively replicating in the human body. Therefore, all those PCR tests are meaningless, useless, deceptive, and therefore rendering all of the case numbers of the coronavirus derived from the test as meaningless wherever in the world that test is being done. Got it? So when they say 60 cases confirmed here, 5 cases confirmed there, 150 confirmed there, baloney, 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 baloney. Completely unproven. Completely unproven. Let me go even more fundamental than that. And here you'll have to actually read a couple of articles that I've written on No More Fake News, because I'm not going to belabor you with 15 minutes of detailed information. Did the Chinese researchers ever discover a new virus in the first place, which they eventually called COV or COV-19 or COVID-19 or the coronavirus? Did they actually ever really do the correct procedures by which researchers say they discovered a new virus? I see no evidence that they did, nor do I see any evidence that the CDC did, or the World Health Organization did, or the National Institutes of Health did, or anybody did. Because the best and the closest way that you would do procedure to say that you discovered a new virus is you would use something called electron microscope photograph, called an EM. If they did that at all, and I see a few photographs here and there, you would have to do that on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, several thousand patients who have been diagnosed with the new disease to prove that you've actually found a new virus. And I see absolutely zero evidence that that has been done at all. Therefore, even the original discovery of the so-called coronavirus is in heavy, 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 heavy doubt. So all of the conversation and discussion and claims about this lab doing this to the virus and that lab doing that to the virus, and they took the virus here and they sent it there and they tweaked it and they weaponized it in here, look at what we found in the genetic sequence and whatever, whatever, whatever. I'm undercutting all of that and asking the basic question, did they ever in the first place discover a new virus? And did they ever come up with a diagnostic test that would correctly indicate that somebody is sick or is going to get sick? And the answers to both those questions at this time is N-O. Fake, 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 fake. See you on the other side.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
There can no longer be any doubt. The globalists have orchestrated this entire crisis. But it's not a hoax. The virus is real, and the panic it's creating is on a scale never before seen. It is said in the Bible that the wicked flee when none pursue. But the wicked really run for their lives when something real is killing people silently and quietly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face. It's time to repent for the 64 million abortions in America and the 400 million abortions in communist China and for all of the Satanism and all of the pedophilia and all of the corruption. Or God is going to continue to allow the globalist to judge us for him. That's right. God is lifting the hedge of protection away from the people and allowing Satan and his armies to have their will with the people. It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany and the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening in your face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down, and then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
John Rappaport here, sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour, talking about the diagnostic tests. Let's go to China. What are they doing there in order to say that there are however many thousands of cases of the coronavirus and so forth? Well, a month or two back, they suddenly announced, you know what we're doing in China? CT scans, CAT scans. What? Yep. Of the lungs. And if we find evidence of pneumonia, that's a case of the coronavirus. I mean, who are they kidding? Any doctor, any medical student, any pre-medical student in high school would be able to immediately reject that idea as being completely insane and irrelevant. Doing a CAT scan, a CT scan for pneumonia, and you're saying that if it comes up positive, you're going to diagnose this person with a case of the coronavirus when pneumonia can be caused by 50 different things, even horrible air pollution that has nothing to do with a germ whatsoever. And gee whiz, as a matter of fact, in Wuhan, China, maybe you've heard of that city, they have an enormous amount of unprecedented toxic air pollution that they've had there for years and years and years. And when I say unprecedented, I mean a mix of toxic elements together that have never before been seen at one time together in the history of humanity. And people are going around pre-coronavirus wearing masks. Can I see through the haze? There were street protests in several Chinese cities last summer, protests against the dictatorship there. You don't do those things lightly like you would in the United States. All kinds of people in those protests, including middle classers and so on. What are they protesting? The horrendous disease-causing air quality. That's what they're talking about. And you also know that in China, studies indicate good estimate would be 300,000 people in China die every year from pneumonia. way back before the emergence of the fake coronavirus. So now all of these people and more with pneumonia, anybody could be, oh yeah, CAT scan, sure. Let's call it coronavirus. Absolutely insane. But the key here, folks, the key kickoff to this whole episode of gigantic fear, on the back of which we're seeing all the lockdowns, the shutdowns, the quarantines, the economic devastation, the attack on human life, was the one thing the Chinese government did about 5 minutes after the heads got together and said, we're going to call this whole business a virus. The Chinese locked down three cities and 50 million people overnight. Bang. That was the kickoff. Because that gave the pretext for the CDC, the World Health Organization, governments around the world to say, oh dear, this is terribly serious. We have to contain the spread of the virus. Look what the Chinese did. They're brilliant. They're wonderful. We bow down to the Chinese. What a model of control to contain the virus. Yes, marvelous. We're going to have to do the same thing. And by the way, this means the lockdown in China is all the evidence anybody could ask for as to how dangerous this whole business is of the coronavirus. And that was the kickoff. And that led to what we're seeing now in Italy, in cities in the United States, in Australia, and other places. Lockdown, shutdown, don't go out of your house, except to go to your pharmacy and pick up your medical drugs from your neighborhood dealer. Jog a couple of blocks. If you have to work not from home, if you're one of the great unwashed who has to actually go outside the house to go to work, and you're not an information worker who can work from home, then run very quickly, don't talk to anybody, and touch no one. New York, San Francisco, mayors, governors, insane lunatics that are aiding and abetting this economic devastation and attack on economies, which is right out of the elite Rockefeller globalist playbook, of course. Wreck economies, making nations easier to take over. I would say that since about 1987, I've been telling people in writing that the most dangerous of the cartels long term on this planet is the medical cartel, and here we are. They know how to stage a fake show. They understand how to do that. They can even box in a president, which they've done. Check, double check, outflanked, outdone, outsmarted, checkmate. The last thing that Trump believes that he could do would be to stand in the eye of the storm and say to the medical cartel what he has been saying to all of his opponents since he started campaigning for his first term, which is your fake news. He is quite convinced that he cannot ascend to that heroic moment and say to the CDC, the World Health Organization, the medical authorities on this planet who have wall-to-wall propaganda built up over 100 years, you're all fake. The whole thing is a fake. You're attacking economies. You're trying to destroy and bring down nations. His plan so far is to live to fight another day. Here's $800 billion bailout. Who do you think that's going to? You think that's going to a guy who's got a small retail outlet in New York where nobody's showing up and he has to shut down the business and fire his employees? Do you think that money is going to go to a worker who lives from paycheck to paycheck? Do you think that's going to go to a small business restaurant that had to shut down? That's going to big time corporations. who are already lining up with their hands out asking for billions and billions. Of course they are. They always do. They're not on our side, as it turns out, apparently. They don't have the balls to join together and stand up and say, fake, fake, fake. You're trying to destroy us. You're trying to take down the economy, and we're not going to stand for it. Even mob bosses have better sense than that. You don't think the infamous Chinese triads are meeting now with the Chinese government and sitting down and saying, okay, boys, when are you going to say this thing is over? Because we know how it started. You said it started. That's it. So when are you going to say it's over? This summer? When is it? When are we going back to business as usual?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite, despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in. We have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it. It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment.
So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. News, analysis, reports. It's The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
John Rappaport back sitting in for Alex. Now, amidst all this incredible fakery, fake virus, fake tests, fake case numbers, fake fear, which turns out to be real fear when people buy it, if the vaccines come along, as I have mentioned, I don't know, 6,000 times, that's the hammer. Now, there are two experimental technologies for vaccines in the pipeline. One is in a clinical trial right now, humans. Good luck. I want to describe these very briefly, so if you hear about this, you'll understand something. One is called DNA vaccines. They don't put a germ or virus into the vaccine in order to so-called stimulate the immune system. Instead, they put a synthesized gene in there. So in other words, it's really gene therapy. It's not a vaccine at all. They call it a vaccine. They call it DNA vaccines. I've quoted this, cited this in articles, New York Times article from 2015 in the spring. The DNA vaccine will permanently, get this now, permanently alter the genetic makeup of the person who receives the vaccine. Permanently. And in that New York Times article, they interviewed a distinguished Nobel laureate, Dr. David Baltimore, and they asked him what he thought about this. Very interesting. He said he could see how some people might be leery of the idea of changing their genetic makeup, you think? Possible, permanently, in unknown ways, DNA vaccines. Keep your eye on that phrase. The other one is RNA vaccine. Now, that whole idea has the distinct possibility and challenge, as you can find in many mainstream sources, that it could provoke what's called an autoimmune reaction. That basically means the body goes to war against itself or some vital aspect of itself because the immune system gets confused, gets screwed up, goes out of control, begins treating part of the body or some aspect of the body as if it were an enemy, an invader. That's not good. Certainly not. That would be RNA vaccine. Watch those two terms. Watch out for any vaccines that may be brought to market and could be mandated for the population to, quote, prevent fake illness from fake virus. I want to tell you a story now. I think we have some time here. And I want you to listen very carefully because this is what's called a prior illustration. This is what's called history. This is what's called, they did this before, and look at what they did, and why I might be talking about fake this and fake that and fake this. I want to take you back to the Stone Age called 2009 and the swine flu epidemic, which some of you may remember. Oh, that was another one that was going to take over the world and destroy half the population. The virus, the virus, the virus. Yes. And people even then, believe me, and I've quoted in articles, This is not just a virus. This is a bioweapon. This has been engineered in a lab. This has been tweaked to destroy. There's no defense against it. Blah, 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 blah. And it turns out to be another dud, fake, phony, 2009. Where was this one start? How did this one come about? Well, it was a farm in Mexico. It's not actually a farm. It's a giant, what would you call it, pig factory. About a million pigs. Yes, mm-hmm. And you see, at these giant commercial pig farms, they have a funny practice of allowing urine and pig feces to just run out into the open, into the landscape, and form what they actually call feces lagoons that you can see from outer space. They are so large. And then on top of that incredible toxicity, and you've got workers dealing with this, of course, and there you see some pigs, you've got foam that they spray, toxic chemical foam, on top of these feces lagoons. And so in this place in LaGuardia, Mexico, in 2009, workers began to get very sick. Who could imagine that? And so they brought in more workers to spray more toxic chemicals, and the workers got even more sick, and a few of them died. And so all of a sudden, the virus hunters came in from the CDC and the World Health Organization. We're looking for the virus. This could be a new outbreak. We got to find, oh, here it is. It's called H1N1. It's a new, oh, my God, it's a human virus, and this could be dangerous and destroy half the world. Yeah. Okay. The virus as a cover story, my friends, to protect giant corporations who are committing crimes against humanity, nature. Blind it up, look at it, understand it. This is as old as the hills. I've documented it time and time again, going all the way back to HIV, using the virus as a cover story to try to scare people and cover up, bury, explain away the fact of government and corporate crimes of heavy pollution, destruction of life, stolen farmland, et cetera, inducing starvation, never cleaning up contaminated water supplies, pumping sewage directly into the drinking water in the capital of Uganda, on and on and on and on and on. Let's call it all a virus. And that's what they did with swine flu. But something happened in that case. Something was found out. Something was discovered. Something was blown. Their cover was blown. Their cover was blown by a star investigative reporter for CBS News, Cheryl Atkinson, who late in the summer of 2009 discovered that the CDC had secretly stopped counting cases of swine flu in America while they were saying there were tens of thousands of them. What was going on? And this is what she found out. The reason they stopped counting cases was because test samples taken from the most likely swine flu patients were coming back from testing labs all over the country with no sign of swine flu or any other kind of flu. The whole thing was a hoax. My word. She wrote a story that appeared on the CBS News website describing all of this. It was vetted by the lawyers there and the editors there and everybody there, and they published it on the website. And her boss said, a heck of a story, fantastic. And the next step would have been to put it on the evening news. Much bigger deal. CBS Evening News, CBS affiliate TV news all over the country. And they wouldn't do it. They suddenly shut it down. Not only did they shut that down, they shut the whole investigation into the CDC down. And no other major media outlet in the world picked up on Atkinson's story that had been published on the CBS News website and ran with it and said, what's going on here? The whole thing is a hoax. The whole thing is fake. No sign of the swine flu virus in all of the test labs. Very small percentage qualified. 3 weeks later, what do I discover? And I've interviewed Cheryl about this. I published the interview at No More Fake News, what she had to say about her story. 3 weeks after CBS shuts down the investigation, on WebMD, and really understand this, please. Article appears, CDC estimates that at the peak, there were, get this, 22 million cases of swine flu in America. See you after the break. Think about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany and the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening, in-your-face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down, and then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum. The winds of change, the waves of change are here. The world has become decadent. The population has become hypnotized. And the globalists are moving in for the kill. First, they make us stupid and dumbed down and put us into a trance. And once they've done that, once they've made us obsolete, they begin to release the bioweapons, each more deadly than the last, as they herd us into the bubble, high-tech control grid cities, until they finally release the ultimate bioweapon with a 100% kill rate, which then mutates into a harmless bug after a few years, and the controllers emerge from their underground bunkers. And, of course, they have the cure to all the diseases they release as well. They admit it. They publicly talk about their plan to kill us all. A lot of liberals are celebrating this. So remember who your enemies are.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
John Rappaport here, sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour. So, economic devastation. suddenly turns out to be one of the prime targets and plans for this fake epidemic. Shut down this, close down that. Politicians scrambling one after another. Owners of businesses scrambling one after another to fall in line and sound oh so sincere. We're going along with this. Absolutely. You bet. We're closing down this. We're closing down that. No more of this. These casinos are shut down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, at the bottom of this, I don't know. It seems like in memory, there was once a thing that was called the First Amendment to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Peaceable assembly, the right to peaceable assembly. Oh no, you can't do that. No, because you could transmit the virus. The perfect cover. Yeah, but we want to go out on the street and protest this BS story about the fake epidemic and the virus. Yeah, well, it doesn't matter why you want to go out the street, because you see, that's assembly. And you could transmit the virus that you're apparently wanting to protest it. No, we can't. It doesn't work. You see, stay at home. Just stay at home. Stay at home. Isolate. These phrases like social distancing, self-isolation. What are they talking about? They're piggybacking on top of the trend that's already taking place in gigantic quantities. Social distancing. Flashback to, I don't know, a year ago, where you're walking down the street in a city, or you're sitting on a bus or a train or a plane. How many people are looking at their cell phones? Isn't that social distancing? You bet. Now it's piling on top of that and ballooning the trend out of complete proportions by saying, yeah, keep doing that, but now stay at home while you're doing it. Separate people from each other. Isolate them from one another. There you see those of you watching here, a picture on the subway. Everybody's on their cell phones or whatever. Okay, but now you people all go home. Go to your respective houses and stay there against the possibility that sitting there in the train, you might start talking to each other and saying, what the hell's going on here? And this whole thing seems like a fake to me. They're trying to convince us that we're under some kind of incredible attack here. I'm not seeing it. They're just diagnosing people and putting them in ICUs or telling them to go home and self-isolate. This is a whole PSYOP operation. And the payoff, at least one of the payoffs, is now obvious, which is wrecking economies. Oh, I'm the mayor of Ubladi, and I'm proud to announce that I'm shutting down everything that moves because I'm oh so sincere in my support for containment of this highly dangerous pathogenic virus. Yeah, right. But what about all the people? The businesses, the paychecks, the unemployment, the people thrown out of work, the people who are living paycheck to paycheck. Oh, well, we're going to have to figure out something there. And you, sir, the politician, are you in trouble economically? Because, oh, of course not. I live in a, no, yeah, I don't come into the office anymore. I stay at home building a moat with alligators around. But other than that, everything is fine. I'm good. I will lead you through this. How, sir? How are you going to lead us through? By shutting down everything that moves. Obviously, that's what we have to do. Yes, there's a headline in New York Times. New York City schools, restaurants, and bars are shut down. Bill de Blasio. Yes, indeed. Billy Boy. Billy Boy. Shut down everything that moves, Billy. Just shut down yourself. That would be something ideal. I think we could all benefit from that. New York, many people believe, is the greatest city in the world. Empty streets. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I'm standing at the UPS the other day. This is real. A woman next to me has a big box. She's sending it from the northern east coast down to Florida. I said, what's in the box? She says, toilet paper. Really? Yeah, she says, I'm shipping toilet paper to my whatever friend, niece, down in Florida. Next guy in line's got a big box. What about you? Pet supplies, sending it to California. Ooh, guess they're out of pet supplies in California. Oh, my God. It's a cottage industry for UPS and FedEx. I'm sure they got booming sales based on people mailing toilet paper all over the country, if not the world. The brainwashing is incredible, absolutely incredible. It's a coup. It's a coup, and it's a coup, C-O-U-P. Understand what's happening. It's a bloodless coup that is taking place. The shifting of power that remains in the hands of the people to the people in charge of the people who always want more, 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 which is why the central government of the United States was founded on the principle of limited government, because the founders had some experience in a little place called Europe, where for centuries, secret treaties, agreements, wars, assassinations, and various forms of betrayal were occurring on a daily basis among governments. We don't want that here. We want to limit the power of central government, because we know what's going to happen when you expand it. So now we're looking at an incredibly intense example of that, where a president, a mayor, a governor can just say, well, state of emergency, folks, for your own protection and your own safety, we're shutting things down. I'm the hero, you're the victim, but let's see it through together. I'm not affected, but you are. That's the breaks of the game. I still love you, and you love me, and all of that, you know, care and share and all of this baloney, whatever. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. The government is the parent. The parent will take care of the child. The child could become ill, even though the virus is fake and the whole thing is fake. Oh, the child could become ill, so the parent must take care of the child. What are we going to do? We're going to put the child in his room and keep him there. Really? Yes. So let's do that to the whole city. Well, what does the city do? The city seems to be saying, well, you're the parent, we're the child. You know best. We know nothing about viruses or contagion or infection or case numbers or tests or diagnosis or any of the lies that you're constantly telling over and over again to pump up this entirely fake movie that we are suddenly in the middle of, but we are suffering the consequences of it. But if you say, as our parent, that this is what we ought to do, but I happen to know that in many audiences, such as this one, there are people who are more awake than that, who say, no, absolutely not. This is not the way it's going to go. This is not going to be submit, submit, child to parent, on and on and on and on and on. Absolutely not. This is not going to be the end. This is not the end of the story. This is not where it all crashes as a wall at the end of a blind alley at midnight and the whole thing collapses and we say, well, that experiment failed. No. They have their experiment, the criminals, and we have ours. Our experiment is something called freedom. That's the great experiment on this soil and in other soils. What happens when you institute freedom? The other experiment is, what happens when you try to impose greater and greater control? That's what has happened. That is what's afoot. That's what's in progress. That is what you and I and everybody else are involved with one way or another. control freedom. The impulse and the need to control anything that moves and the impulse for freedom. Those are the great experiments and the story.
The winds of change, the waves of change are here. The world has become decadent. The population has become hypnotized. And the globalists are moving in for the kill. First, they make us stupid and dumbed down and put us into a trance. And once they've done that, once they've made us obsolete, they begin to release the bioweapons, each more deadly than the last, as they herd us into the bubble, high-tech control grid cities, until they finally release the ultimate bioweapon with a 100% kill rate, which then mutates into a harmless bug after a few years, and the controllers emerge from their underground bunkers. And, of course, they have the cure to all the diseases they release as well. They admit it. They publicly talk about their plan to kill us all. A lot of liberals are celebrating this, so remember who your enemies are.
There could no longer be any doubt. The globalists have orchestrated this entire crisis. But it's not a hoax. The virus is real, and the panic it's creating is on a scale never before seen. It is said in the Bible that the wicked flee when none pursue. But the wicked really run for their lives when something real is killing people silently and quietly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face. It's time to repent for the 64 million abortions in America and the 400 million abortions in communist China and for all of the Satanism and all of the pedophilia and all of the corruption. Or God is going to continue to allow the globalist to judge us for him. That's right. God is lifting the hedge of protection away from the people and allowing Satan and his armies to have their will with the people.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.